You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, check this out. April, it's Stress Awareness Month. Like, we really needed to be reminded of how much stress we're under every day. Well, here's a tip from my pals at Casper. A great night's sleep helps everybody deal with stress. Sleeping on Casper mattress, it helped me. Not to mention, they've taken all the hassle out of mattress shopping. The mattress is engineered with two high-tech foams for supportive comfort and guaranteed great night's sleep. Time Magazine just named it one of the best inventions of 2015. In fact, Casper is now the most awarded mattress of the century. And there's a new and their new sheets and pillows, they're amazing. Okay? They're unbelievable. They're just as comfortable. Together, they create an environment designed to keep you cool and balanced all night long. The mattress ships for free in a surprisingly compact box, so it's incredibly easy to get into your bedroom. And you can try it at your home for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you every single thing you paid, every little nickel. Reduce your stress with a great night's sleep. I love my Casper. Try yours for 100 nights in your home with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com right now. Use code DUDE for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code word DUDE, for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
Oh. I'm sure I've already said, should I regret it?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker. I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Yo, what's up, man? Wilson, Wilson? Man, I don't know.
Oh, that
I didn't know
was terrible.
To, I didn't know what to come in.
That was all. It was too black.
Yeah.
It was all like, yo, what's up, baby?
Okay, my bad.
This isn't the fucking love hour.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Yeah, do a Bobby Kelly impression to open up the show.
Yeah, fucking dude, man. Fucking, yo, fucking this guy here is an asshole. This guy here is a sucking asshole. I got two assholes, and I shit one time a day.
That was amazing. That's
perfect.
It.
That was perfect.
That should be the whole show. Thing Will has ever done in his life.
Why didn't we do a sound check? I can't hear myself. Am I on? Am I live? They're going to need to hear me. Look at this lineup.
Well, then you're the fortunate one out of all of us.
Oh, keep that bandana.
Well, yeah, there we go. First bomb.
Yeah.
Look. This is my show. I'm going to start, right? I don't like the way Bobby started. He gives nobody no respect. From left to right, because I'm left-handed, everybody introduce themselves.
Yo, this is Deepu. What's going on?
Oh,
no,
this is so weird.
Wait, hold on. So you're packaging this as respect for everyone because you don't remember anybody's names?
I know everybody's name. Up here. I just asked everybody their names.
Okay, what's his full name?
That's Zach.
What?
Zach something something.
Exactly.
Something.
What's her full name?
Lauren. What? Nice booty.
First name is fine.
What's his first name?
That's Deepu. Deepu.
What's his last name? Nobody knows.
Yeah. First name is pretty good. Yeah. My name is Humpty, pronounced with an umpty.
Dupu,
what's up?
Hold on, how you doing today, Dupu?
Doing great. I'm still riding high off that applause break I got 3 weeks ago.
Thank you.
What are you doing asking Dupu? Come on, get over here. Swing it around to the heavy hitters. Are you Paul? Oh, this is pointing.
Yes.
Oh, I'm Joe. List.
It's Puerto Rican rattlesnake, real ass dude, the ultimate minority, the artist formerly known as a Howard Stern of MMA Radio, hashtag the show, Louis J. Gomez.
Don't forget the J. He has an attitude. You don't say the J.
Goddamn right.
I'm Louis's friend, Zach. Hi.
Why you guys being Louis Shadow, man? And your shadow's way bigger than Louis.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should have let us handle some sort of shadow joke. We would have figured it out.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Shadow joke.
Shadow joke.
You look like a shadow.
Pretty good.
Come on. That was pretty good. You're very dark complexion.
You're black.
This is Scopo. What's up?
and Lauren Kubera.
Kubera?
Kubera.
Yeah. No way.
You know what I like about Kubera. Lauren? You know what I like about today?
What?
There's no fucking Bobby to tell us that we can't I fuck Lauren.
Oh, well, you gotta leave me alone.
Yeah, we're
fuck
gonna
that shit.
We're gonna run I trains on you the whole show.
Oh, Jesus. Come on.
Lauren, are you a comic?
Just kind of started.
She did comedy at my show last week.
Lauren, she's already funnier than Scopo.
You gotta grab it by the balls. Either you are or you're not.
All right, I'm just starting.
No,
so,
No.
No, I disagree with
you. Are you a comic?
Yeah. Then she's not a comic.
No.
She did 3 minutes.
Well, according to the foreword in the book Road, whatever.
Aaron Burr?
Stories from the Road. Jerry Seinfeld wrote the foreword for it, and he said, as soon as you do comedy one time, you're a comic.
Thank you. That's
according
what I'm saying.
Seinfeld.
You know, my this is my criteria for a comedian or a professional comedian. When you have a paid gig that you don't want to do. When you're driving to a gig that pays, and you're like, motherfucker,
and I am not a comedian.
Let me ask you
say that right now.
Because for a while you're getting paid, and you're like, oh, I'm getting paid.
If you drive a car one time, does that make you a car driver?
Yes.
A car driver?
I've never heard anyone call himself a car driver before.
A driver? I'm saying.
I think the standard, you're a comedian if you don't have a day job and you make your money through comedy or through...
There's a lot of people that do have day jobs that are comedians. Because it's a very hard way to make a buck.
According to Lewis's definition, you're not a comic if you hold a side job.
No, you're not a professional comic yet.
So why
are
you
making your money?
What if your side job is a writer on a night show?
Why are you yelling at me?
I disagree.
I'm trying to be like Robert Kelly.
Because if you're middling on the road, you can't make a living middling on the road. But if you're middling on the road every fucking week, you're a professional comedian. But you're making $12,000
a
year.
If you're going and driving an Uber, you're an Uber driver that does comedy.
What
on
if your side
That's
job
silly. That's
is
crazy.
A writer on a Tonight Show or something?
That's crazy.
And you're a writer.
You're a fucking t-shirt salesman then. I mean, give me a break. What are you talking about?
I sell t-shirts for the product that I create.
Oh, you're not a comic.
But you're making podcast money. You're making t-shirt money. Some of these people, they're instead of doing that, they're fucking working at Sears or whatever.
Stop acting like you're fucking dumb.
I'm not dumb.
He said you're acting like you're dumb.
No, no, no. If you get a writing job because you're a comic, you're a fucking comic, okay? That's it. If you're writing on the Tonight Show, if you got a radio show and that's how you're making your money, yes, that counts as a comic because you got that because you were doing comedy and that is payment and that job came from you doing comedy. You don't get a job as an Uber driver because you were struggling for 10 years.
Hold on.
You're making extra money. If you're
on.
Fucking middling 25 weeks a year and then you're driving an Uber 2 days a week, you're a fucking professional.
I'm not a professional comic.
Hold on,
Lewis. That's crazy.
Some people got their job not from the stand-up, but from writing. They submit a writing package, and those people never saw them do stand-up. So that means they're not a comic?
No, not if they're not a stand-up.
Well, what if they just want to make extra money on the side? You're saying that they don't...
No, I don't think you're a professional comedian yet. I think you're an amateur comic. I don't know. Is this crazy? I think the word professional means you get paid for it, right?
Yes, you get paid 25 weeks a year, middling on the road. But if you middle on the road, have you ever fucking middle on the road?
Literally
you're netting $150.
We're just kind of arguing, like, just something stupid.
We're having a discussion, Lewis.
I just think that what you're saying is crazy.
In the Bronx, it'd probably be an argument. Someone gets stabbed, but this is a discussion right now.
I have no idea what you just said.
Is there subtitles?
Unfortunately, no.
Can we get a Will Sylvan's translation, like a robot that will just spit it out?
I have a Will app.
Do you really?
Yeah, translate what I'm saying.
It nice. Breaks immediately.
Who said that?
Nope, that was me.
Deepu, give it to him.
Handkerchief.
What time is Bobby getting here?
Bobby,
he's not coming.
He's walking.
Nobody told me Bobby wasn't going to be here.
He's walking from the
I did not tell you that because I knew you were going to be upset if Bobby was not here.
I wouldn't be upset. I'd be happy because I wouldn't have to be here. I'd be somewhere else fucking basking in the sunshine.
So wait, so you have a...
I only come because I want to see Bobby. I don't come here for the fun. I want to hang out with Bobby, but he doesn't call back because he's a cunt that has a TV show.
Bobby,
right
there, there's a life-size picture of Bobby right on that wall.
That's a fun joke for the four people in the room.
That's an actual size picture.
Well. That's what Lewis said.
Oh, I hear. Yo, so
Lewis made a visual joke, and then you made the same visual joke on a podcast.
Oh, we got more.
Hey, also,
that's what I meant, a life size.
Also, Joe, you fuckface, it's a video podcast, and like 15 to 20% of the people that enjoy this podcast enjoy it through video means.
Can you slow down when you talk?
Well,
Lewis?
They better get. Do you have a shot of this?
Yeah,
with something to give it scale.
Oh, well then, Joe.
All right, well, those.
Oh, cunty Joe. There we go, everyone.
Joe, you are a bit cuntish today.
I'm upset. I came here to do Bobby's show. He's not even here.
This is Bobby's show.
All right. Well, it looks like it's Will's show today.
Well, Bobby slumped over in his chair, so that's Bobby from a few months in the future.
Well, look at Zach's body if you want to think about Bobby.
It's much different bodies.
Oh,
both
man.
Horrific, but both much different.
Jesus. So I want to talk about, did anybody see the new Avengers trailer with Spider-Man?
Yep.
What do you think?
That was pretty good. That was a big surprise at the end. That was kind of cool. Spider-Man came down.
Do you think he's the best Spider-Man?
What?
Who plays Spider-Man now?
Yo, are you serious?
Some like 17-year-old. Kid's
really?
Young. Yeah,
he's Puerto Rican.
No, he's a white kid.
It's another different.
He's from England, I believe.
They're all
no, that's
from
the
England.
Old. That's Tom Holland is the old one.
I read the old ones from England. This one, no. Okay, I'm fucked up.
They're getting all the actors from England now.
Is that right?
I think so.
Like Idris Elba.
You said his name right. Wrong.
Well, you're going to start pointing out people saying things wrong? You got great teeth. How do you get great teeth?
Thank you. God, stole them. Is that what you want to say?
No, why is everyone going to make everything racist?
You make everything racist.
What are you talking about?
You called me a shadow earlier.
I said you look similar to a shadow, yes. But then I said you have nice teeth. And you're like, what do you think, I stole them? No, I don't think you stole them. I think you did something to get them. Do you have them white, cleaned?
No, I just brushed my teeth. You know what I use?
I brush my teeth. Mine are fucking Goldilocks.
Can I tell you what to use? Would you use it?
Sure.
Waterpik.
No. Oh, I've heard about that.
Never flossed my teeth since. I haven't flossed my teeth. Never.
Wait,
flossed.
What is it?
I floss every day.
Waterpik is like it shoots water into your mouth.
What's a Waterpik?
It's like a dick, but with water.
Yeah, mini dick, but I mean, I don't
and
think
it sprays right. It sprays on your teeth.
Okay, you know how like when you floss in between the teeth,
yeah,
it just get in between the teeth. The Waterpik goes under the gums and in between the teeth, all around the tooth.
But that doesn't whiten them. You get white and you get straight.
But I think that's just contrast.
You could put Listerine. You could put like stuff in it, mixed with the water, and it sprays the teeth.
Your teeth are straight and white. They're fucked in this business. Thank you, everybody.
You ever see the people?
The first
you ever
good
see
joke
people clean the buildings with that water thing?
The windshield washer.
Power washer.
No, the power washer.
Power wash.
Yeah. Power wash.
Power bottom.
Same thing it's doing to your teeth.
I see. All right, I'm going to get one of those.
Yeah,
great.
Get
we settled that. I'll get two.
Let's put it in the house, Joe.
Oh, great.
Y'all live together?
Yeah. Oh, do we ever?
Oh, another sign of not being a professional comedian, having multiple roommates.
So you got roommates.
Multiple roommates, yeah.
So when me and Patrice are living together, you say Patrice is not a comic.
Amateur hour.
You just don't have roommates because she kicked you out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hold on.
The whole of New York City is my roommate.
Louis, you live with 10 people.
No, I don't.
You're Puerto Rican.
Whoa.
That's racist. I'm going to count every time Will says something racist.
Dude,
every time I say
Wikipedia. I didn't make that shit up.
Ooh, idea.
What?
Why don't we have a racist bandana and a bomb-dana?
Okay, we can get
someone's give him the bandana.
Can we get something else?
Maybe it's a white hood instead.
Yeah, that's the racist.
Why got to be white?
It's yellow.
That's yellow.
Like Chinese people.
Oh, like.
Oh,
like,
come
like,
on, Deepu.
Hey, you're holding it.
Like you're holding it. No, that's yours. You hold it right there.
I like
it's
it.
It's yellow like Joe's teeth.
Oh!
Oh, jeez. Come on.
I tried to not make it racist.
That was racist.
Yeah.
Your teeth is
Will,
yellow.
Do you care when people are racist? Does it matter to you if people like say
do you
racist?
Notice?
Can I say something?
Can you?
I really don't care, man. It's people's opinion, man. We live in this country for your... to have the right to think what you want. Like when they took down the Confederate flag, I'm like, dude, why let them have it? It's freedom. And we know where to go, where not to go. It's your right to hold your views or how you feel about different ethnicities. And it's your right to hold, you know, walk around with a Confederate flag on the back.
By the way,
the
Confederate flag thing really kind of tapered out. It's still up in all these government things, and no one's even talking about it anymore. It's just the fucking flavor of the day.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck anymore.
That was a thing because the guy who shot. Yeah.
People were outraged. Like, this is crazy. Fuck you, mother. No one cares anymore.
I'm pretty sure people are still dying of Ebola right now, but it's just not a sexy story. We got over it.
It's not in America. That's the problem.
But you know what it is? When that guy shot up the church, they needed an scapegoat, and it was too much to put on white people. Oh, let's get white, but no, let's take.
He just makes so many mistakes speaking that you can't correct all of them. I have to. All right, I'll let him say a scapegoat. That's fine.
Whatever, you know what I'm saying.
An scapegoat.
I know what you're going.
Catch him.
It's just scapegoat.
Yeah.
What I say?
You said a scapegoat. Yeah. Like a goat.
Deep Who's family goat escaped. Get it?
There's no such thing as a scapegoat.
No, scapegoat.
Scapegoat.
Escape.
But what does that word mean? To escape something?
Not escape. No. It's scape.
Yeah, I know. But what does it mean?
Email. That's a thing.
It means you try to avoid attention from something, right? Yes?
Pretty much,
right?
Yes. Yeah.
So the word escape goes with it better
guys,
than escape.
Here's the thing about language. It's the whole thing is to convey ideas. And when you say it, I know what they're talking about. So it works. But there's a bunch of people being like, what a fucking idiot. So there's also that, you know.
I don't care about them people. They have the right to their opinion.
Exactly. And I don't agree. I think you're very smart and you have great teeth and nice biceps and your cock is bananas.
Yeah, well, you're a dirty migger.
Jesus Christ.
Lewis, give him
the
racist
that?
Bandana on that.
The racist N-bomb bandana.
Oh my God!
You said anything together?
But I agree. I'm white, so I don't have to. I have the luxury to not give a shit. I'm the Confederate flag. Who gives a shit? The Confederate flag. All right. Who cares? It's a fucking flag.
You get to walk out every day and not have to worry about what color you are. I walk out.
Yeah, he does. What are you talking about?
What?
If he walks through the hood, he is being robbed 98% of the time.
Yeah, but that's when his color. But 98% of the time during his day, he don't have to think about what color he is.
Yes, no. He does.
Well, you don't have to either.
In my apartment.
Yeah, we have to think about what color you are.
Then when I leave, they be like, oh, look at that dude right there.
Yeah, some people will probably do that, I'm sure.
Where your family from, Lauren?
Jersey.
Mm. No,
Italy.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're white.
Yeah.
I thought you were Spanish. So how you get a nice booty like that?
I don't know.
Italians got nice butts.
That's harassment.
All Italians got nice booties?
Italians
got nice
butts.
All Italians got nice booties.
Yeah, they're fucking fat in the trunk,
bro. Black people have it hard. How about women? She's got to walk around here. He's talking about eye raping her. You're talking about her ass.
Whoa, I said an eye train. We're going to run an eye train.
Whatever. Eye train, eye rape. It's all the same.
It was released by Apple, the eye train.
Scapegoat? A scapegoat?
Yes. I know what you mean. These women have it hard.
So, Lauren, how you feel about
especially
that?
When I give it to him, huh?
What's feel about my what's, ass?
Well, no, you're female.
Okay.
You walk out.
Right.
And you ever get catcall?
Catcall?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Now,
ignore it.
Four times today when Lewis was here.
Nice dumper,
what
whore.
She go through and what I go through is the same thing or is different?
No.
She has it better than everybody in this fucking room.
No,
are you out of your
harder.
Mind?
No, you don't.
What?
Yes.
As a hot woman, you have it harder?
You
have every
know.
Advantage afforded you in life.
The grossest, disgusting people will come up to me and do the
and then also the hottest people come up to you.
Yeah,
so.
And what, buy you a drink?
No, they like fucking...
Put you on their show at New York Comedy Club?
No, this is the Comedy Cellar.
Listen.
Put on this show.
Wait, so you think you got it worse review. Than black people?
No, that's not what I said.
You just said that. You said you got it worse than black people and shit.
No.
You don't have to yell into the mic.
Oh, Jesus, Scopo. Give him the racist
Scopo
flag.
Scopo would Bobby be yelling.
Yeah, but
Bobby
doesn't yell
nothing.
Like
you
that.
You scared of Bobby and shit.
Well, you have to use a little mic technique. You pull away from it.
Yeah.
Go in.
Is that better?
There we go.
That's better, yeah.
We're going to yell.
Okay, Lewis.
Now I can't hear you.
Well, I wanted to host, and they wouldn't let me.
Is that why you're angry?
I'm always angry, but yeah.
Can we change places then?
Yes, 100%.
Great move.
No.
We should commit to Will in the hosting.
Yeah, let's have Will in the hosting.
Let's give him another 10 minutes, maybe.
Let's talk about Deepu's dick.
Whoa. Deepu got the D.
Yeah, there's no way we want to talk about this racism versus feminism thing.
That's
not a good topic.
Yeah, new story.
Let's talk about Deepu's dick instead. Well, that probably has more legs. Yeah. And warts. And smells.
I thought I had a wart. It's just a bump.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you call me? Send it all my way. I know it all.
I went to the doctor. I was like, there was a two-week period. I was like, all right, dude, I got a fucking wart. It's over, dude.
You go to Planned Parenthood, by the way.
I went to my doctor. So the doctor.
If you get warts, you go to Planned Parenthood. They zap them right off.
Well, this wasn't a fucking wart.
It
was
what was it?
It was like a bump. He was like, yeah, that's just natural. Like, you're just going to get bumps.
What?
Yeah. Maybe it was
a natural bump in your dick?
Yeah, natural bump on my dick.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird because I can feel it when I jerk off now because I use lube. Uh-huh. So I just like when I'm stroking it, I'm like it feels like braille.
Bump?
It's on my dick. It's on my shaft.
Dude, how big is your dick? Where, like, is it that small? That you, just right there? Like, is it on the shaft? Is it on the head? Is it on near the ball?
It's on the shaft.
So and you want to just go over it?
What?
Go over it.
When you jerk off, just
what do you mean, like
skip
a homework
it.
Project?
Skip it when you jerk off.
No, because I do those fucking like long strokes. Like I get the whole
Lewis.
Like what? Bob Ross.
Not doing long strokes.
Yeah, I am.
Lewis.
Well, not like my dick's not that big. I'm saying, but the stroke is like I come down the head and then I come all the way back up.
Oh wow, this is sexy.
You go over the top.
Yeah, I really.
I'm literally getting a bit of a hard on right now.
It's my favorite movie too.
Yeah.
What movie?
Stallone.
Over the top.
Over the top.
That's your favorite movie? Oh, my God.
So his dick remind you of that movie?
Yeah, Over the Top.
Puts his hat backwards before
he comes
off.
Over, yeah.
Puts his thumb over the head.
You know what, dude? All right, dude.
So Deep Duple, what
yeah, is... Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's been a known thing on the show that I haven't gotten a blowjob yet.
In your life?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Until last Monday.
Wait, hold on.
Deepu got a blowjob. Deepu got a blowjob. Deepu got a blowjob.
Is that why Bobby's
wait, what
not
happened?
Here?
Hold on.
Did you take swallow?
This piece. We're going to take this piece at a time.
Yeah. Sure.
Why is it you have not got a blowjob until...
Well,
until
I've had my dick in girls' mouths, for the record. Like, up until this... Up
yeah,
until
they were
last
sleeping.
Month.
That doesn't
wait, hold
matter.
On.
Is there a red towel?
Hold on. Let's go to Lewis. Is that a blowjob? She put her dick in his mouth.
See, I say it's not.
Not if she has a day job.
Is that a blowjob or not?
Wait, what's this? That's the situation. Was she sleeping and you fucking carpe diem?
So, you know, a couple of times when I knew like something like that was going to happen the next day, I just masturbated so much the day before that my genitals are just exhausted.
Wait, you know you're going to get a blowjob the next day? Even your hookups are prearranged?
Wow, now we're off and running.
Yeah, baby. So yeah, like that happened a couple times, and the last time I made sure I didn't jerk off for like a good 3 days.
Hold on, build it back up.
So, hold on.
Yeah, go ahead, Will. Yeah.
So you saying that you jerk off so much that you have dick exhaustion?
Yeah. The way you said that was funny.
I said it right.
No, you said it right. He had that.
Yeah. Right. He's just laughing. He's racist.
He's just nervous. Yeah.
Okay. You had dick exhausting.
All right.
And
well.
So and so a girl come over and say, "Hey, can I put your dick in my mouth?" You like, "No, baby, I'm good." You turn a girl down.
It's so hard to like stop them. They just put it in their mouths and it's kind of like a soft and they're just like, "Ugh," they get like disgusted by it. But
why would you let them put your soft dick in your mouth?
Yeah, what kind of drugs are you on?
Why would you show your soft dick? I don't never show my soft dick.
And if you jerk
I've seen
off,
your soft dick. What are you talking about? Everyone on earth has seen your soft dick.
No, it was on his way to soft, but you ain't seen like Dr. Banham.
I imagine well, your I mean, soft dick being in. Like a fucking bowling shoe, though. Just
hold on.
Long
can we
leather.
Just back up here. So you jerk
so these,
off
so
the
these
night
prior
before.
Moments.
Let me say this.
Okay.
You jerk off the night before because you know you're going to get a blowjob the next day.
Maybe a couple times, yeah.
And that, the next day, you're like, all right, well, now I can't get my dick hard. That's not the way it works.
That's goofy.
Why don't you jerk off one time?
He could be nervous. He could be nervous, though.
Yeah, that's the problem is you have...
He could be nervous because he has smoked
nerves,
pot.
Nerves, yeah.
Wait, so the reason you've never gotten a blowjob is because you never hard enough to get a blowjob?
The two times I could have gotten a blowjob.
Oh, I see.
And they get offended.
One time. And then the other time, girl I was dating...
She was sleeping.
Were they Indian?
One was Indian, yes.
I know. I didn't think Indian
girls... Did she have to pull her burqa down?
I didn't think Indian girls don't get blowjobs.
She put it in her mouth. She tried it, but you know she's kind
if
of
my
a feminist.
Dick sees a pair of lips. It's just straight
ready
to the
to
top.
Go.
Yeah.
To the moon.
The Indian girl had a small mouth like Joe, so that might have been a thing too.
Like Joe.
Me, I have a small mouth.
It's tight, bro.
Yeah.
So are you just saying you've never been blown to completion?
Right, and that's what I consider a blowjob.
Oh,
this is like an asterisk, like Dumb Lewis's side job bullshit. Yeah. So you've had a blowjob, you just didn't blow a load.
Wait,
it's a
so
semen
she
gate.
Swallowed?
So you get to say your random definition of a comedian is the first time you turn down a gig, some random obscure fucking thing that nobody in the world thinks, but because I say once you're making your living through comedy means, then you're a comedian, I'm crazy?
I'm saying that there's a lot of people that are on the road working more than you.
Once you've ruined the family to pursue a mediocre comedy career.
But you know, there are a lot of women. There are a lot of women. They don't count.
I liked it.
They don't count dudes. Like, you ask them how many partners they had. Like, oh, I only had 3 guys I fucked. But then they don't count guys that don't come in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
They don't count guys with small dicks.
By the way, let's not act like women are the only gender shrinking their number down or up.
You do that?
No, but not adults.
There's a lot of men that do the same thing.
Oh,
men count
adult
shit.
Men. They,
no, young guys in their 20s. Yeah,
guys,
do.
Well, guys actually
bring they lie
number
about
up.
Numbers,
they
up
lie,
or down.
They bring their numbers
fluctuate.
Up.
Oh, I lie down. Yeah, for girls that I'm hooking up with. Yeah, they don't want. They don't want to know where my dick's in.
How many girls you have?
Especially now with that bump on it.
Throw a number out there, Lou. What are we talking? Triple digits for you?
Yeah, triple digits.
Woo!
That's up there.
You had over 100 women.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I can probably name like 80 or 90 of them.
Wow.
Mm. You could name 80?
I picture
80?
You doing like Matt Damon in Good Will Hunting. Bobby, Jackie, Billy, CC.
How many numbers? What's your number? What's your count?
35.
Hey, that's not bad. That's very respectable. Particularly with your,
like,
you know.
42 or something like that.
42?
Around there. 42?
43.
That's low for you.
That's low? Yeah,
a lot of long-term relationships.
I had a girlfriend for a while.
Yeah, but also he has standards, so he won't fuck. Like, I'll fuck.
Yeah,
I will fuck.
Oh, wait.
We've been at shows.
Animal.
Let me also ask. So you, all the girls came your way, you smashed.
Back in the day, I would. Not now. But yeah, back in the day. Between 19 and 25, any girl who would fuck me, I would just fuck.
You turn anything down?
Yeah, no. I had 2 long-term relationships, only one of which I cheated on, so. I had like a 5-year,
so
only one.
So you must have been a numbers guy, throwing it at everybody.
No, wait.
When I was single, yes.
Wait, forget the relationships. When you was not in a relationship, have you turned any girl down?
No, never.
Yeah. Never.
Yeah, I've turned down a bunch of chicks.
All right, motherfucker.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Say it like that.
Standards got to be higher.
Lauren?
10.
See, that's a girl number.
That's a shrink girl number.
No,
but I would divide that by 3.
Times that by three.
35.
I would say.
I said 35.
Honey, I shrunk my count.
Hey, not bad.
Thanks.
Lauren, you are a liar. Why are you lying to us?
Why are you lying?
Because her husband. She has a husband,
no,
for God's sake.
You married?
That it's 10.
No, that's what her husband thinks. That's why she can't say it.
Yeah. Lauren, you married?
Yeah.
Does he know about these 15 guys?
But women are, that's generally, that's a good, how long have you been with your guy?
10 years.
Oh, yeah, that's why she's like, are you kidding me?
How old are you?
29.
Lauren, how is your vagina so large?
So
it's huge.
So hold on. Yeah, 29, 19. So you say at 19 you had 10 dudes.
So that's actually a very high number.
Yeah, yeah. You were a whore in your teenage years.
Wow. I started at 16 and then
and
I
then
stopped.
In 3 years.
But if you think about 10 in 3 years, it's not crazy.
At 16 to 19?
That's 3 a year.
At 16 to 19 though?
Yes. Yeah, three guys when you're 16 is a lot.
Yeah. If you're 25, I can see that. But
at 16, you in school playing video games and fucking.
I dated older. I'm more mature.
How old was when you were 16? How old was the oldest guy you fucked?
How old was
22.
He?
22.
Whoa!
He committed a crime.
42.
Oh,
that's a 22. Serious crime.
No,
22.
Oh, 22.
Well, Seinfeld dated a fucking 17-year-old when he was in his late 30s.
Oh, I know. Call him daddy.
Yeah.
You call him daddy.
I'm doing a lot of Seinfeld references today, guys.
Hold on.
I read his Wikipedia.
In that town, were there any black guys in that town?
No, I'm sorry.
So you've never fucked a black guy.
No, you
never fucked a Puerto Rican guy.
That's beautiful.
What's the most non-white you've fucked?
Tan.
I think he was Cuban.
A Sicilian.
Cuban.
Cuban.
He was your favorite, right?
Mark Cuban.
No, a lot of Guidos. A lot of Guidos. Back in my day.
Turn your phones off, dude.
Fucking
dude. Fucking stop on fucking.
Now, Will, you've been celibate for many years, but you got to be high 50s. I'm thinking 58, 59.
My number is 17.
17.
17.
1700.
17 women, that's it?
17 women.
Will, has any?
I started late. I was a virgin until I was 24.
Dude, that's some faggot
shit. Can I tell you my first sexual experience?
Please.
Yes.
What was his name? Hello.
Boom.
We're going to call her S.
We're going to call her Faye Ray.
I invited her to my house.
ST?
And,
it was ST from the cellar. that's how we got in 17 years ago.
Tony, what's up?
Gnome, what's up, buddy?
So I proceed to go down on her, right? I could tell she was coming. She started moaning louder, and her legs started shaking. So I wrapped my arms around her legs. I just kept going,
That's how his teeth got so white.
And then she came in my mouth, and I kept on licking. And she and then because she tried to push me up, but I didn't. That's a no.
Okay, so this is becoming rapey.
Okay.
Then I ate again, and she came again. Right. So I got up, put the condom on, and I got on top. I got at least good 3 to 5 strokes. She tapped me on the ass. She's like, "Hey, baby, get up." I'm like, "Oh shit, new position." I know, you know, do you count the strokes and you change position? So I'm turning around trying to figure out what position we're gonna get into.
And the cops are behind you.
I turn around. She's getting dressed, and we're both quiet. I'm like, "Oh shit, what's going on?" To myself.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Can you pass my shoes?"
I'm like, "Oh my god."
I'm like, "Yeah."
You deep-pooed yourself.
I'm naked still. I'm like, I should get dressed. So I get dressed to get on the train, and the whole train ride is quiet. Get to her house, and I go, "Yo," I'm thinking like, "Oh shit, is this rape?" Like, I didn't know nothing about nothing. Get to her house. I go, "Yo, are you okay?" She said, "Yeah. What it is you can't let me come. Then I lose interest."
Yeah.
I said, "You
she's like,
is
that a dude?"
Bitch.
And I was like, fucking. And that was the last time I fucked her.
She blew my fight time. Now, just kind of, I picture you with a hard dick. That thing going up to your nipples. I mean, you got a long dick. It must just
be. Dude, in the black community, it's medium to small.
No.
Really?
If that dick is small in the black community, I'm going to take my own life and move to
Harlem. Black girls don't really be like, "Oh my God, get that away." Black girls are like, "Yeah, come on, let's do this, mom."
Yeah, have you
this
ever,
all you got? This
have you ever took your dick
got,
out and the girl was like, the, huh? You ever took a dick out and the girl was like, "No, I'm not doing that."
Yeah, but. Can I say
how many times?
2 times.
Two white girls or?
What was the reason?
They claimed, but I think at the time
recess was over.
I think they were saying that so they wouldn't have sex. I think women always try to find a way out of having sex after they get the free dinner and the free movie.
Boy, you really hate women.
Yeah, well,
I hate women.
You're making it clear.
I didn't know nothing about women. This
you refer to making love as smashing. And then you say, you know, you got a big old boot. What, you harass Lauren?
What?
And then you say they want to get out after they get their free dinner, like they're a couple of Jews or something. I mean, this is really prejudice. This is prejudice here. No, now, who do you think has had people look at their dick and say, "Never mind," more, Will or me?
You. Because it bumps on your dick.
Bump, oh, I got bumps, scars.
Did you tell him, Jeff, when you were single, did you tell him I have fucking herpes?
Well, I had to have sex with, like, a, I think one girl while I was on herpes, and then my current girlfriend. And the girl said, well, it's not ideal, and then we fucked anyways.
Nice.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, wait, we didn't ask Dupu, how many, what's his count?
I've had sex with 3 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm Long-term relationships?
2 of them, yeah.
You're a handsome guy, you know.
Wait, how'd you finally finagle getting blown?
Yeah, can we go out to the store? How was the feeling?
We're digressing, dog.
Well, first of all, the blowjob was amazing. She's a fucking pro. Swallowed it like a champ.
Yeah.
She had, like, good technique, you know? So.
Dude, if a girl spits it out,
she's white and then black, what?
White.
I'm fine with the spit out. Why is everyone so down on the spit out, by the way?
White girls got the blowjob down pack.
Once I come, you can do whatever you want with it. Go spit it in my own eye. Fucking
no.
Who gives a shit?
It's so much better when they swallow, though.
I'm not saying it's not better. I just don't understand this thing of, like, she spits it out, she's a pig, fuck her. Spit it out. What do I give a shit?
Why is it? I mean, she had your dick in your mouth. Isn't that all you do?
No, it feels better when they swallow.
Why? How?
It doesn't feel better. Mentally, maybe.
It does feel better.
Physically, it doesn't feel better.
How?
I don't know. It just does.
Because their mouth stays on your dick the entire time.
Yeah,
it doesn't come off.
Does it feel better?
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
It does. And I'll tell you why.
Wait, but the mouth is staying on the same amount of time.
Not. Zach just nailed
it. Of course it is.
Let me tell you. Because when she sucks your dick, she sucks you off until you're literally all the way done, and then you start to soften. That is the way a blowjob is done. Not I come in her mouth, she starts gagging and runs to the bathroom while my dick's still fucking rock hard.
But
spits it in the bathroom.
That's
two different
things. 2 or 3 pumps left.
But that's 2 different things. She can fucking wait until it's soft and still then go spit it out.
You know she could keep the cum in her mouth and keep doing this.
And then I also feel like she doesn't like me as much.
What?
Yeah, but some guys get
she
so sensitive, and they're like, and they're
wait,
like,
hold on, do that. Hold on, do
no,
that again.
Not doing that again. And then they want you off of it.
Yeah, that happens to me. I come like, yeah. I also feel guilt. Well, I also, you know, I'm having sex with people that I'm in, or person that I'm in love with.
Right.
But I feel terrible. I'm like, oh my god, what am I doing? I
yes,
hate myself.
So do they,
I'm really
they
sorry.
They think they're fucking licking Freddy Krueger's face.
So Dupu.
Yeah.
So she sucked her dick and you came.
Yeah.
And the night before you didn't jerk off.
Not couple, like I think the whole week before I made sure I didn't jerk off.
So what?
Like,
oh, that's mean to her.
No,
I just want to make
sure
a gallon and a half
was
of deep poop.
35 seconds.
What's that?
Was this 35 second blowjob?
No, it was like a couple of minutes.
It came out like broken pieces of brick.
That's a lot of curry.
Wait,
a lot of
turmeric powder in it. Yeah.
How long? How long you held out? How long it lasted?
It was a couple of minutes.
A
couple
of
minutes.
You came in a couple of minutes.
Is this girl a comic?
No,
a blowjob should be like 35 minutes.
Well, hold on. Is she a comic with a job? According to the blowjob.
No, it's just a Tinder date. I meant.
And she blew you on the first date.
Second night.
Wow. Yeah, right. So you met her on Tinder,
mm-hmm.
and this is a white girl.
Yep.
Whoa.
That was second night?
Mm-hmm.
What a whore.
Hold on. You don't think that's, you had 10 guys before you got married.
Yeah, you blew a guy behind a Friday.
And that's before Tinder.
Whatever. I don't know. I'll do whatever. I don't care.
I'm going
you'll
to have sex
Lawrence.
With her one day. I don't care what anybody says.
She has a husband. You guys
She's
are all
married.
Very, very insensitive.
She's married.
I especially don't care what her husband says.
Why?
Because he wouldn't be into it. Woody?
I don't know.
Wait, what?
Oh shit, mate.
Does he do that? Is he into like watching guys bang his wife?
Cuckolding?
No.
Cuckolding?
Does
no?
he like
I
to prep the ball?
I just learned what that was. I didn't know what that was.
Hold on. We missed something. So, Dupu.
Yeah. By the way, can I just say that if I, like, I was freaking about not getting blown, not having ever been blown ever, and I was thinking like, oh man, if I don't get blown, I might call up Sue, the tranny that we had on the show once. She was flirting with me for a little while.
You would let a tranny blow you?
I was fucking desperate, man. I don't fucking know.
But for some reason, she wasn't picking up her phone that day.
But Dupu,
you were trying to blow yourself?
Hey,
yeah, I can't reach
is
her.
It me or to me the vagina is a headliner? Why would you come in the mouth? Like I never come in a girl's mouth.
Why?
God, the vagina, man.
Well, the vagina can result in pregnancy.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize this in the African-American community.
Well, I pull out. I haven't got
Well, Haitians have their womb in their throat.
What?
What?
Handkerchief. Handkerchief. And a race one, because he said Haitian.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It was true. Racist. Yeah. Sorry.
Double handkerchief.
So, Dupu, you don't
the
hold out.
Dana.
So when you have sex with a girl, how long you hold out for? The 3 times that you
depends
plan
on the positions.
Sex.
Like certain, like missionary. Like I'm pretty out of shape, so I don't last very long.
Are you like
missionary.
All you gotta do is plank, man, plank a lot.
Well, I'm working out a lot now, but I mean, this is like over the past fucking 10 years or whatever. I'm out of shape.
So do you come quick?
Relatively, yeah.
So
I'm not lasting
doggy long. Style. How long you last?
Oh man, I mean, I could just come whenever I want, basically doggy style. Yeah.
What the hell that mean?
Are you a porn star?
Star?
You fucking got it on command? Jesus.
He counts down.
Joe, how long can I last?
I mean, I can last a while. I'm a nutcase. I'm thinking about fucking the birds and
so you
my manager.
I just go over the Mets roster.
Yeah, I'm a psychopath. Yeah. I'm thinking about fucking
my
agent.
You do that to come.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, if I'm fucking a chick, if I'm just, here's what I do. If I'm thinking about the girl that I'm fucking, I'll just go forever. Then my mind will wander and I'll start thinking about some other chick that I fucked back in the day or some chick that I want to fuck.
Aren't you afraid you might call the name out of that other chick while you fucking that chick?
No, I've done that. I did that one time, though. I did that once.
Really?
Yeah, I said another girl's name, but it wasn't even because I was thinking of her. It was just because I was cheating on my girlfriend at the time with this chick, and I called her by that girl's name.
Your current girl
so
now?
You would just keep
no,
it,
I don't have a girl now.
Keeping it straight, like you just wanted to make sure.
But you always have that fear. It's the same fear you have that, like, when you go to Harlem, you're afraid you're going to just yell the N-word for no reason.
Wait, what?
Or like,
there's
like
a reason.
Yeah, or like a gay... or like if I'm around gay people, I'm like, all right, just don't say faggot, don't say faggot. It's because it's just in your head. Don't
gays
you always have
don't
that?
Care about the word faggot.
It's the same thing like a funeral. If, like, you're afraid not to laugh. I have that in my head. I'm like, don't
what's
start laughing.
What's a funeral?
A funeral?
What?
He said funeral. And he told my aunt can't talk. What's a funeral?
I think you're nailing it. Pretty much, just the best enunciation you've ever had.
I think
had.
He pretty much said the word correctly.
Yeah.
The thing they couldn't afford for Lewis's mom.
A funeral. A funeral.
We could afford it. We chose. We opted to not pay for it.
He can afford it now. He still won't do it.
It's a funeral. Funeral.
All right, a funeral. And you really want to start that game? You got fucking marbles in your mouth. You got to correct me?
I'm just saying, man. I'm not the only one. Don't freaking point fingers at me when you say funeral.
I didn't point fingers. I stood up for you. I was the one that said communication, all that bullshit.
You said as scapegoat.
No, I was the one that he said it, and I defended you. I said the idea of communication is ideas and bullshit. And I said, we know what you meant. And I was like, said, but other people, I said, other people, those people think you're dumb.
Here on the YKW, I'm official. I'm giving out an official apology to Joe List.
Thank you, Will. Apology accepted.
Official.
I appreciate it. I noticed you have a cut on your left hand, a la OJ.
From boxing.
Ah.
Oh, you want to see this boxing video I did?
No, not particularly.
Really, no, that's a terrible idea for this podcast. No.
What's the longest you hold out for?
If I'm drunk, like an hour.
So imagine having fucking fat, sweaty Zach on top of you for an hour.
Wait. Okay, that goes both ways.
Wait,
that,
Zach,
that is torturous.
Hold on, Zach, alcohol make you come less, sir?
Makes it harder for me to come.
Everybody comes less.
It's called whiskey dick.
I don't drink. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you just go for longer. You can't come.
Why?
Yeah, but don't you get soft real quick when you get...
So does that happen to women? They don't come neither? Because they never come.
I've never.
It's a sliding scale. Like, you can get so drunk that you're not going to get hard, but right before that, you can be so drunk that you're just going to fuck
for like
an hour.
If you have like four or five drinks where you're pretty much, your mind's still good, you can keep going for like an hour.
Look
sober.
At Scopo's
sober.
Hair. Your
sober.
Hair is unbelievable.
Thanks, sober. Buddy.
Look at that thing.
Yours is pretty good, too.
10 minutes? I don't know.
10 minutes?
Yeah, I'm not a...
You're not...
I'm not going longer for like 15, then.
If I got a bag, it's going to take me forever to come.
What's the average time that it takes a man to come?
Ooh,
look it up.
Nice, Lewis.
Look that up.
Good contribution, Lou.
Yeah.
Will's on his phone.
Yeah, Will's
Bobby
in a boxing
no,
video right
on
now.
Okay,
Scopo.
I'm doing something.
All
right. All
right.
Lauren. Mook Squad's on it.
What's the longest you like? What's the average time you want a guy to be up in there for?
I've never had an orgasm having sex, so I don't know.
That's because you never had sex with a black guy.
Just beaten and eaten out.
But what's the longest? But he's saying, what's the longest you want a guy to laugh? Like, when's the cutoff of when a woman's like, all right, let's wrap this up, you douche?
It depends on
what?
How hard?
How hard, the mood, what time of the day.
You at your horniest. How long?
We're talking 11 p.m. after a nice date. The kids are out of town.
Like an hour.
An hour of fucking.
For an hour?
Yeah, why not? Is that too long?
No, here's what I want to do. I want to fuck for like 20 minutes, come, watch some TV, wait till she falls asleep, then wake her up in the middle of her sleep and be like,
Can I say how long I last?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
I could last a good probably 30 minutes just straight fucking.
Oh, yeah, I'll say.
And then I get tired. I just need a little break, come back up. And
but what is this lasting shit? You want to both get off.
Dude,
ideal sex is fucking 5 minutes. She gets off, you get off, good night.
I had a fear of girls going back. Two things. A fear saying I got a little dick and fear that I'm a 2 minute guy. They had tons of songs. 2 minute man, 2 minute lover. I don't want no 2 minute man.
I really think they need more priorities in the black community.
Well,
you
keep that
in. You live in the same community.
What? Up in Harlem?
Yes.
I lived in Harlem, you know, for a year and a half. And I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
I don't know how this got to Harlem, but thank you.
You fucking
said... Yeah, you're the host.
Yeah.
I just said I had a fear growing up of women calling me a two-minute lover.
Right.
So I focus on not
lasting.
Being that.
I hear you. I have a lot of fears. You guys want to get into fears?
Sure.
It all comes back. I'm afraid of everything, but it all comes back when I break it down to not being liked. I just want everyone to love me. You know.
So if everybody love you, then you had no more fears?
Well, I'd have to have the guarantee that everyone would love me forever, no matter what I did.
Let's say you're like at the Kevin Hart of comedy or Louis C.K. at the comedy. Like,
do you think everyone loves Kevin Hart?
Well, you want everybody?
He's not talking about like as a comedian. He's talking about in life. He has like a thing for like people to not be mad at him. Like,
I have
life.
That too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's just growing up. That's fucking how I felt.
Well, that's me too then. Everybody got that.
Yeah, but he's got like an unhealthy fear of people being mad at him and not liking him. Like if he texts me and I don't text him back within 15 minutes, he's texting me again being like, hey, dude, did I do something?
Or I ask you and 6 hours later you still haven't, but you've tweeted 1,100 times. Oh, yeah. And done your dumb
Lewis
post.
Is really good at doing that.
Lewis, you're an odd guy because you think like, oh, me and Lewis are tight. Here we go. You walk in and then 30 seconds in, you're just like, yeah, dude, I don't know. Lewis. There's no conversation. You're just looking at me like, yeah, I don't know.
Why are you
I don't
do
know.
That,
what's up?
Lewis?
What's up?
What?
What's up? What's up with you?
Usually I'm really fucked up and drunk and high. So, what's happening?
Yeah, I thought you were mad at me when I visited a roast battle this week because, like, you didn't even, like, make eye contact with me. I was like,
no.
Yeah, okay. It's just, but you're not doing well enough in the business.
Oh,
for
sure. Yeah, I get that too.
Kind of care
too.
About or talk to.
Lewis, what's your fear?
I mean, dude, it all fucking comes down to the kid again, man. I mean, like, my kid being hurt, sick.
Pre-kid.
I have no fears.
Before your kid, you had no fears.
Nope.
No fears.
Nothing.
What about failure or success? Nope. Maybe that's why you were drinking and smoking. Fear of success.
So now you got a kid. You fear that what?
Yeah, something bad could happen to him. I mean, that's the thing that's hard about being a parent. They don't tell you. It's like now all of a sudden you care about this thing more than you've ever cared about anything in your fucking life. So, like, my kid's sick. He's got a stomach virus right now. So, like, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, like, fuck, I hope he's okay. I'm going to check my phone in a few minutes just in case they went to the hospital or something. That fucking sucks. And before that, I didn't give a fuck about anything. I was very much like just... You know, fly by the night, like do whatever, let whatever happens. I didn't really give a shit. I just really didn't have any sort of moral compass or code.
But that's probably some sort of fear too, though, to not have a moral compass. There's some sort of fear of
that's a good point, Joe.
Letting people in.
I fear directions.
Fear directions.
Yeah. There you go. Exactly. So you have fear of direction. People telling you what to do.
Yeah.
Zach,
getting old and not having like one big accomplishment. Like waking up and being like 60 and being like, fuck, I didn't do shit.
Well, you can put that away because you're on the You Know What Dude podcast, my friend. You nailed it. And you fucked almost 40 girls.
Yeah. Way more something. Than me. Way more than Dupu, I can't believe you only smashed 3 girls, dude.
Stop saying smashed. Made love to. These are human beings, these animals.
Nobody does it like the Incredible Hulk.
Dupu, you only smashed 3 girls?
Yeah. I already said that before.
Dude, I can't believe that.
He's got a fear of commitment.
Why would I lie about
and
that?
And AIDS.
Why would I say, oh, my boy had sex with 3 people?
It go back to when he said people play with their numbers. You think he's playing with his numbers?
He's like 250 women. He's like a fucking...
You think he played with his numbers?
No, I think he's completely honest. I think he's honest. I think everyone in the room is being honest right now. Comics are different than regular people. She's not a comic. comics are different than regular people. We want to fucking put our shit out there. We kind of want to figure out... You know, funny shit about it. So whether you've had sex with a lot of women or a little women, there's something funny there.
It's hard for me to accept. It's a tough, because like we live in this reality where everyone's supposed to have tons of sex all the time. Everything's all sex driven. And then, you know, for me, it just hasn't happened as much. And but it bums me out sometimes.
But you can go get laid. You can go get laid tonight.
Oof. I mean, I get that coach up from Dante Nero all the time, but I just don't believe
it. You might be retarded. I don't know you.
Never take coaching from Dante Nero. Unless you want to fuck 400-pound ghetto black women. That's the only women that are going to fall for his horseshit. One time he told me, he's like, yo, man, you got to tell your bitch. Yeah, you want me to pay for that sandwich? Then shut the fuck up. I'm like, Dante, I date women that could pay for their own sandwiches.
Yeah. First of all, if I ever called my ex-girlfriend a bitch, she'd kill me.
Yeah, she'd punch me in the face.
Fucking kill me.
Joe, you say he could get laid tonight? Where? How? Where?
Tinder. I mean, he's a handsome guy. He's
I'm on Tinder. My friend Nimesh did an experiment on Tinder where he had 2 profiles, one with like his actual name and then one with like an Americanized name with his picture. And the Americanized account got way more hits.
Of course.
Yeah, but he goes.
There was a bias.
Have you ever heard of 9/11?
Yeah.
They don't want bugs in their pussy.
If your friend goes to India, I bet you the Indian name get a lot of hits.
Exactly. So I'm not, you know, I understand that too. It's just part of life.
But I think you could get laid.
If I was a pimp, like I get it. Like if I had game,
if he was a pimp,
if I had game, is what.
Yeah, that's the thing. You might be retarded because people would tell me that all the time. They'd be like, "You can go get laid," and I'm like, "I don't understand what the fuck you're talking about. Right. How?" So I don't know why I'm doing
no,
that
no,
to
I
you.
Understand
but
what
you're
saying.
A good-looking guy.
Dudes, Lauren, if you wasn't married, who would you more likely to smash in this moment? Leave me out. Leave me out, though.
Stop saying smash. I don't want to be smashed. I want to be, you know.
Who would you make love to?
Lauren, who would you crush?
I'm not crushing anyone.
Come on, Lauren. Come on.
No.
I think it's pretty clearly me because I'm defending these women's and their cunts.
Yeah. I choose Joe then.
Thank you, Lauren. You're appreciate welcome. It.
So Zach,
enjoy the herpes.
So, Zach, your fear is getting old and not accomplishing nothing.
Yeah.
Before comedy, then what was your fear?
Not being anybody. It's always been. Since I'm a little kid, I've always wanted to be.
So you wanted to accomplish
in entertainment.
Yeah.
Are you? Did you do stand up?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Thanks, Johnson.
I didn't know where the fuck.
Just added to his fear, Joe. Thank you.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of the fear. I brought up the fear so we can all talk about it. Talking about it helps, and then you run into other people that have the same fears,
so
and that's what life is all about.
I want to be something. I don't care like big fame, but I would like to be like a niche.
He wants
thing.
To have an impact.
Yes.
Oh, an impact.
Thank you, Scott.
You should no jump problem. Into a pool. Sudden impact.
You're having an impact on the chair right now.
What's your fear?
Fear of not being liked, I think, is one of them.
Stop stealing Joe's fucking
and then a fear, yeah. I guess, mediocrity.
You're original. Well,
yeah, I'm you pretty much going. I knew that was going to fucking turn into something.
Walking around constantly shaking.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Just in a fetal position always.
You should be afraid of wooden chairs because you have a big butt.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's what an actual fear. Like we all fear that in a sense. When you go on stage, you want to get laughs, and when you don't get laughs, you're like, "Oh shit, I'm."
But
bombing.
I don't fear that. Yeah,
nobody's afraid of bombing anymore.
No,
that's the same fear, Joe.
No, it's not.
No.
No, it's different. I would fear that I was doing well, and the comics were in the back being like, "What a fucking hack idiot!" Those people. And I want, but I do have a thing with like comics where if I'm doing a show, it's a bad situation. There's an audience member looking at me like, this guy sucks. That is not a fear, but it makes me fucking angry. The idea of someone watching me and being like, this guy's not good.
Mm. Oh.
That makes me angry. But that's what happens with comedy because there's so much of it is situational. Like people are like, oh, it's never blame the audience. I'm like, it's almost 100% of the time the audience.
A lot of times the audience.
Because the jokes.
Because I'm saying the same fucking words
the
I said on TV or the night before at the Cellar and it murdered. So it is the audience.
And don't get me wrong, every once in a while you can literally have, if you're not like making eye contact with people and you're not trying to connect with the audience, that can be your fault. Because there's been hot audiences where you come in and you're just like in your head or whatever it is. It's not, but 99% of the time it's because it's a shit audience. There's a loud waitress. Or there's some shit broke. There's 10 people in the crowd. Whatever it is.
I love about comedy is that you could do the same exact set. You bomb one night. The next night you
we know Will. We've seen you.
That's what I hate about comedy.
With the hanky sheaf.
I mean, I like it as well.
Yeah. It wasn't
so
a joke.
You fear people liking you.
Liking me, yeah. And I have a big thing with my brother because my brother's successful and good looking
and funny.
You're so really like, it's like Neil Brennan and Kevin Brennan.
No, it's not like that at all.
No, both of those guys are successful and funny.
Yeah. He's always was like better than me. He has the inferiority complex. He's better than me at sports.
What does he do?
He's an investment banker.
So he's
a. He has an inferiority complex, or you do?
I have it to him.
Oh,
because he was always 5 years older than me. So every time we played basketball in the backyard, he's always kicked my ass.
He's always been 5 years older.
Yeah, Scopo's been waiting to catch up.
Yeah,
dude, one day I'll be as old as you.
He's like, hi, I made it. 25. What? You're 30. Oh,
this happens every year. God damn it.
Lauren, what's your fear?
I think I'm scared to be alone, like an old lady.
Oh, thank God it's not I Trains.
Is that why you got married at 19?
No, I didn't get married.
Is that why you
19.
Smashed 10 guys?
No, I know I'm gonna. End up alone, but
hold on. You got married at 19.
No, I didn't.
Oh, she said she's 29.
She's been with him for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you have a fear of being alone?
Yeah.
Is that's similar to fear of being liked? You want to be?
But I also crave being alone.
So
I have a fear of being stuck around
people.
I'm
like pretty much an only child, so I enjoy being alone constantly. But I just don't want to like be alone.
But you won't
like
die
40.
Alone. There's gonna be cops there. There's gonna be a doctor there. Probably.
Yeah. Cops.
Cops.
Now that's a fear.
Yeah.
Dying with cops present.
Yeah. Your husband crying. Yeah.
A lot. That was a very telling thing of
Lewis
where you come from.
Sneaking out the window.
So that's your fear? Fear of being alone when you're 60?
Yeah.
And you fear of getting to 60 and not doing nothing? Y'all two should get together.
All right, cool.
She's married already.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, that's the reason she wouldn't fuck you, Zach.
Lauren's got a thing for me.
Lauren does not have
Lauren,
a
when Lauren saw my dick on the show, it changed her opinion of me.
No,
oh, really? You showed your dick on the show?
Yeah.
He'll fucking show it right now.
I don't not on all Bobby's set. Not here. It's not worth it.
Oh, wait. Wait, hold on. Last one. Duper, what's your fear?
I have a huge fear of judgment from family and everyone I knew before I started comedy.
Family?
Yeah.
You mean the people back in India?
No, I have a ton of family in New York and New Jersey and shit. And then, like, they see my videos on YouTube sometimes, and then, like, they give me their opinions of it, and I fucking hate it.
That's your fear?
I do have a fear of that, yeah. I care what they think too much, and it's been hard for me to let
go
of.
That's similar to his fear of
being
like.
Yeah, we all care. That's why we're comedians, I feel like, because we care about what people think an extreme amount, right?
I fear of...
Nobody asked you.
Waking up and turning white one day.
What?
That'd be the greatest thing
I thought it was
to
so
you.
Difficult to be black, though.
That would be a fucking dream. Are you kidding me?
You keep your apartment.
Zach and Liz, you guys have a beef.
Do we?
Yeah.
I have no beef.
Yeah. Zach's mad at you.
I was mad at you once.
You were mad at
me. Oh, that
for,
thing?
Hold on,
yeah,
like,
but it's
like 3 months.
Hold on, hold on. What is that
no, for
thing?
Like a week.
That was hilarious.
What
and
is
it was
that
fun
thing?
And it was silly.
It was a
tell,
week.
Tell
it
the story.
Lewis talked me out of being mad.
And it was a joke that wasn't even about.
Can you
stop from the beginning?
All right. My girlfriend was babysitting Lewis's son while we were doing a podcast. She was walking him back to the club. We came down. Joe saw my girlfriend with James and went, wow, B looks horrible, and made fun of my girlfriend.
Yeah, he didn't realize it was his girlfriend. He thought it was just some random fat babysitter.
But what he just said is fucking 100 times worse than what I said.
What did you say?
Literally.
What
I said B looks like shit. But that's a joke about how attractive B is. And then this person, I'm not saying this girl is.
Yeah, but before
he's
that,
like,
I
like that
you.
Looks like the
I
actual,
already knew he's an animal.
He said that looks like the actual letter B.
Hold on.
Letter B. Letter B.
Thank you, Chief.
Letter B. Letter
race,
B.
And the race sheet.
Stravadon.
There was no race.
Because B, bitches, you, that's race.
No, B's is
B's is
name.
Girl's name.
Oh.
Come here. You get it.
That's not a bomb. He's just confused.
That's not, yeah.
It's not a dum-dum bandana.
Can we get a dum-dum bandana?
Hold on.
We're running out of bandanas.
No, we need a dum-dum bandana now. All
right. How about it's just Will's hat? We'll just leave it on him. So I was making a joke. I wasn't like, I was like, hey, dude, your girlfriend's a piece of shit. I was like, oh, because B, you know, B is sexy and, you know, whatever.
Whoa.
So,
sultry
Zach,
and
so Zach, you got
slutty,
mad.
I was mad for like a week. And then
Lewis
talked me down.
He made a
down.
Joke about on your girl.
Yes.
But you're a comic.
But I didn't know. But that would be... If I knew it was your girl, that would be disrespectful. I'm not a disrespectful guy. I'm a very respectful guy.
Yeah, and then Lewis basically told me that and was like, don't be mad. You're just making a joke. And you're being too sensitive. And
I should be your hero, for God's sake.
Zach was being a little sensitive. I especially, because you were legitimately like upset. You're like, dude, I want to punch Joe in his face.
Yeah, I was really mad.
But I didn't know. How
I
am
know.
I supposed to know?
Lewis,
all emotion.
Lewis, who would win in the fight?
Oh, Zach!
I think Zach. Would,
yeah, Zach.
Why?
Would
what's your
fight?
Training? What do you got? Why?
He's just. You know what? Zach's been punched a lot more than Joe. I think.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because
how do you know that about me?
Taking
I've
a
been
punch.
Punched.
Yeah, but you probably fell and started crying. Zach had to learn how to deal. Zach had a brick thrown at his head because of the way he looks when he came to meet me one day. I mean, he's just
a brick thrown at your head.
Yeah.
What is this? Where?
Where do you think?
Prettyville.
I don't know.
That was good.
Where
that
are they
was
throwing
the best
bricks?
Thing he ever said.
South Central.
So Zach,
it was the LA riots.
It's a Reginald Denny reference.
So Zach, you can't take some jokes you can't take.
That day I was very sensitive.
How is he gonna get to me? I'll run around this guy. I'll run around, kick him in the butt, and then run around the other side. Are you kidding me? He's got a fucking 16-inch reach.
Yo, I would eat you alive, dude.
What are you talking about?
I would murder you.
How so? What are you crazy?
Hold on, let me say this.
This is getting a little antagonistic.
Hold on, time out. Okay. Zach, you've been into fights and beaten people up before.
Zach
right?
also was a wrestler.
Have you ever
been like a professional wrestler?
Stop it. Have you ever been into a fight, Joe, and beat somebody up?
No, because
exactly.
I'm an adult.
But
I'm a fucking adult.
We're not talking about who's more mature. We're talking about who would win the fight.
Lewis.
And he has more experience beating people up.
Lewis, did you combine beat and bit? You said beat somebody up? No. I'm just saying.
Hold on. Get the dumb bandana.
I'm just saying. When you
get the bomb
bandana. When you attack my words.
Did you call me a spick? Here you go.
Peace.
It was
you.
So Zach.
Will's gonna have like 20 handkerchiefs like a magician by the end of the show.
Right, don't get cocky. All right, don't get cocky.
So Zach, you can't. So you, as a comedian, there's some jokes you can't take.
That day was probably
no,
the one.
Fuck
yeah,
that
sure.
Day.
Then yes.
Can I, come on.
In account.
Can I say this? All right, ready? I'll tell you why, and I get it, okay? Because it's not like Joe made the joke with Zach. Like, that's why he's not mad at me, because I just called his girlfriend fat, because it's a joke with him. He didn't know that it was... Hold on, let me say this. He didn't know that it was his girlfriend, so basically, it was just an honest interpretation of his girlfriend, and it bugged him, and I get that.
But I could see that if I was like this. Oh, look at this ugly piece of shit walking down the street. The joke is about B. There's a person with your baby, and your girlfriend
still,
is obviously...
You still call her ugly around about... No pun intended. Roundabout.
I don't even know what I'm like. I couldn't pick this girl out of a lineup. What are you talking about? I'm just saying these are examples of what you could say that would be offensive.
You could probably guess which one she was.
I mean, I don't think I could. I saw her for 30 seconds. That was 3 years ago,
but
for
hold
God's
on.
Sakes.
Would you have made the same joke if you knew that was Zach's girl?
No, of course
so there
not.
You, that's the point.
That's why my point.
That's
dummy.
Why he's mad though. He wouldn't have been mad if you made the joke to him had you known it was his girl. He was mad because it was like you didn't even realize it was a girl. You were just attacking.
But Zach, he basically attacked a stranger in his eyes. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't attack a person.
You attacked a stranger.
She didn't hear
who
it.
Who happened to be his wife?
Yeah. Well, I guess. I mean, I'm sorry that you're upset.
No,
which
no.
Is all I'm sorry
totally
for.
Over. It was totally
I'm
over.
Sorry that you were upset.
Can y'all fight?
No.
All this fight. That's another thing Lewis posted the other day. I've been kicked, scratched, bitten, thrown up on, all by women. I'm like, that's you. You're the common denominator. I've never had a woman ever call me an asshole,
that's
spit on
true.
Me, slap me, scratch
you,
me, anything.
All right, you are the rare guy. Oh, do me a favor. Have you ever been hit by a woman, smacked in the face,
yes.
Kicked in the balls? Have you?
Yes.
Have you?
Of course.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay, that's most guys.
Hold on, have you?
I mean, that's crazy.
Have you ever been physically assaulted by a man?
No.
Okay, have
by
you been
woman?
Physically assaulted by a woman?
A woman, yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Women are psychos. That's the point.
I'm not saying...
Wrong, you fucking
wait,
jerk.
I'm not saying they're not
so
psychos.
No girls.
You're the common denominator. You're a pussy.
I'm not saying they're not psychos.
So then you have no fear because all the girls like you because you've never been attacked by a girl.
I don't think all girls like me. I mean, I refer to their cunts a few minutes ago.
Everybody in here, you're the only one that had not been attacked.
This is what a dumb you are.
Joe is wrong. Joe is wrong. Joe is wrong. Joe is wrong.
Let's hear him speak. This is what a dumb you are. You think... A woman not smacking you means they like you. Some women might just be like, that guy's an asshole, but I didn't invoke a fucking like, fuck you, motherfucker, and slapping me in the face.
I'm just saying most women, even like as far back as elementary school, women feel very comfortable. Girls feel very comfortable to just kick you straight in the balls. That's the reaction if you say something
but
they don't
Joe
like.
Never
but you,
in his
you're
life.
Saying you think more men have, but not we're using
yes.
This. Obviously, I'll admit that it's five against one here, but you think in America,
yes.
More
six.
Adult men have... Been hit by women than not hit by women.
First of all, yeah.
What do you think of
saying? By the way, I did a Twitter poll. It was like 78% of the people on the feed said they've been assaulted by
yeah,
a woman before.
78% of the people that like you.
You're a Twitter follower.
Yeah. I think that maybe it's a little bit lower because I do have kind of some crazy fans. But no, I don't think that that's a very dishonest scope.
Have a show. They're fans
Deepu,
of your
Deepu,
show called
Deepu.
Legion of Skanks.
Deepu.
The number's going to be skewed, you
pull
dumb
up the poll.
Dumb.
Pull up. No, not the poll. Ask in the chat if guys have been hit by women.
Okay.
See how many?
That's
give me a minute.
I need
a minute.
Can get away with it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Chat room, have guys been hit by
wait,
women?
Wait, Lauren, have you ever hit a man?
But
yes, guaranteed she has.
Yes.
But
yes.
Something has to escalate.
So women,
and by the way, if I would have said, if you would have asked me, hey, have you ever hit a woman? I was like, yeah, of course. I would have a fucking brigade of women trying to fucking shut down my
you'd
career
have, like,
right now.
Five
hold
blogs
on.
Written
hold
about
on.
You.
This, it's okay. It is completely accepted
have
for a woman
ever,
to hit a man.
Have you ever
male disposability is a very real fucking thing.
I agree with that. Yes, I'm agreeing with that. But there's something is escalating. I've just never been in a situation where I've escalated a situation where a woman was like, ah, like hitting
wait,
me.
Say a reason
I'd just be like, this girl's crazy.
A girl has hit you.
Because I called her a cunt.
Okay.
So how you
reason?
No, you don't deserve to get hit because you
no.
Call somebody a cunt. If
no.
Somebody calls me an asshole
no,
or a dick or a cunt, I don't get to punch him in the face.
Right.
But the way your presentation is being made is that women are just walking up and
no,
stuff.
I'm not.
This is similar to like the police black
nope.
People thing.
I'm not actually.
You're making
no.
A presentation like there's women just walking up and being like, ah.
No, I didn't.
You call someone a cunt. I mean,
no. Do you deserve to get hit?
I don't think you deserve
so hold on,
to get hit.
Do I get to punch a woman in the face if she calls me a cunt? No, that's just the way it works.
Have
I'm not saying you deserve to get hit.
Lewis.
I'm just saying that you might get
no,
hit.
No, have
if you
been hit by a
cunt.
Woman before?
That's not a gnome.
Oh, sorry.
But Tony said he has.
So. Yeah.
Lewis, have you so you hit a woman before?
No, never in my life.
Zach, you hit a woman before?
No.
I take it
no.
On the fucking chin. By the way, we can't even be. This isn't
I've
even
hit
honest,
women, yeah.
This isn't even an honest
so wait,
question.
Hold on, wait.
I've hit 11 women.
You never
they don't hit you back.
That's why I can beat up Zach. I fucking pummel these bitches. I give them the heat, baby. Throw a little combo. By the way, it's 1.5 million degrees in here.
Well, you got a hoodie on, a t-shirt,
people trying to
and
emulate the
shirt.
Desert.
And you got three shirts on.
I'm layered. It's 50 degrees outside, dog.
So in the poll so far, it's a unanimous yes.
Yes,
they've
everybody's
all been hit by women.
Been hit by women. Yeah. It's women. First of all, 90% of the time at home, it's the mothers doing the spanking. Women are beating the fuck out of men at crazy rates in
Maybe
this country.
Right. My dad hit me.
And they're
my
creating...
Dad,
that's because your dad was too dead to hit you.
Every time I felt a strong draft in my bedroom, I thought it was my dad hitting me.
No, the handkerchief. Handkerchief.
Oh, right.
Handkerchief.
That was kind of funny, I thought.
No, yeah, that was pretty good.
One person left.
I'll take it back.
Lauren, does he deserve the handkerchief?
No.
No, that was a,
that was a decent joke.
Lauren said
Lauren said it.
So, Lauren, you hit girls. You hit before, but you never got hit by Ben.
No,
so,
I got into one girl fight, and it was...
So are women crazy, yes or no, according to Lewis?
Yes, I think
I don't think
crazy.
That all women are crazy.
Not
I'm not
all,
saying that. I'm saying
there
that
are fucking crazy ones.
It is society. It is this country where we enable women to feel like they're victims, and then they can literally do whatever they want. Like, the idea that women don't have any privilege. Male privilege, we talk about it all the time, but there is female privilege. That is a privilege for women. You can go and just smack somebody in the face, and people just kind of go, whatever.
I'm still amazed that Joe List never got hit by a woman in his entire life.
I can't even believe that. Not even just even in elementary school. Not even a smack.
I mean, elementary school. Yeah. I mean, maybe there's girls like punching you or whatever. That was like a thing. That's how you like flirted. I'm talking adulthood. A woman. That's not a woman. That's a girl.
Out of anger, did a girl hit you in elementary school?
I don't think so. Maybe. I mean, maybe I was
If there's a little boy in the fifth grade punching girls, that little fucker should go and see a counselor and you should figure it out. And it's the same thing with women, but there's none of that. Nobody got in trouble for it in elementary school. But by the way, I'm not even one of these guys going like, oh, boo-hoo, men have it so hard. I'm just saying stop pretending that fucking women are victims. They're not always victims.
That's a different conversation completely.
Well, let's get into it.
I mean, that's a different thing, certainly. I just think it's not... I might be wrong. It looks like I might be wrong. I don't think there's a lot of women just smacking men around, or a lot of men just getting hit by women regularly.
I think I've almost every girl I've ever dated in my life at one point has gotten angry to the point where she assaulted me.
That's kind of on you. Because I've been in a lot of long-term relationships, and I've been broken up, and there's been situations, but there's never been like escalated to the point where a girl's
going
to hit you.
The type of woman that likes me, though, is different than the type of woman that likes you. Like, Sarah would never put her hands on another person. She's not that person, right? So, but Sarah would never date a guy like me, and if she did, she might hit me.
Right, or I wouldn't date the kind of woman that's going to hit me, or hit people.
Were you in the middle of like a heated argument, like screaming battle back and forth?
Yeah, every time. I mean, my ex-girlfriend...
That's how it starts. You just don't start hitting, though.
My ex-girlfriend was a fucking lunatic. I mean, like a straight-up lunatic. She would scratch me, spit on me. She was out of her fucking mind.
Yeah, that's a crazy person. Yeah. You're dating a crazy person.
And by the way, that same girl went and... I don't want to say who, but she contacted a couple of my enemies and wrote them this email being like, Lewis used to abuse me physically.
What?
Yeah, this crazy bitch who used to abuse me physically. Ew. It's crazy. It's fucking nuts.
You're also the kind of person in comedy who refers to your enemies.
Yeah, you have enemies.
Yeah, I do. I have a couple.
These are you got problems, dog.
I have a couple enemies.
Okay.
You like the back and forth though with the enemies. You're argumentative. You feed off of it. You're That's the common denominator here.
You wanted to beat the shit out of some guy that they had to stand.
You put on your folks.
Wait,
fucking some fan come in here. I want to fight.
Yeah, you want to fight
serious?
That guy.
That's not what
you're
happened.
A confrontational
person. He said he could beat you up.
Hold on. If you're going to tell the story, tell the story. Okay. I'm at the stand. Adrian Appalucci's on stage. This guy, there's five drunk guys that were at a bachelor party heckling her, just being really shitty to her as well. The guys get kicked out by Patrick. The guys are just a sloppy mess, threatening Patrick as he's leaving. I'm just standing on the stairs. Literally, I have nothing. I could just be a person in the club. Adrian comes up to me and starts talking to me. As the one guy's walking out, he makes eye contact with me. He's like, what the fuck are you looking at? I'll fuck you up. Now he's nose to nose. Will, you're a man. What would you do if somebody said, I'll fuck you up, and they're nose-to-nose with you? You're just standing there.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah, you're going to fucking light him up. That's what happens, okay? Because that's what men fucking do, okay? So I grabbed his hat, and I fucking flung it in his face. I was like, who are you going to fuck up, pussy? They grabbed me. He walked outside. They left. I'm on stage. They come back and try to start another fight with Joe Harari, who's fucking AIDS skinny. He weighs 90 pounds. Of course they're going to start a fight with this guy because they're a fucking bunch of bitches. There's five of them, by the way. So I was like, okay, let me finish my set. I went on to Periscope. Maybe this was a little bit much. But I went into Periscope.
You could have let it go from there, though.
And I wrote, this drunk guy wants to fight me.
You didn't have to go into the bar, threaten the guy to go outside,
and
then
fight
him. Then
I went on my Periscope and then went up to the guy. I was like, oh, where's your boy? I'm going to fucking beat his ass right now. Where's he at? And the fear in this one guy's eyes, it was beautiful.
Yeah,
what are you talking
about?
He's a fucking bully, and you know what? He got bitched. And that's what should happen to bullies. They get fucking bitched.
No, I love that. I love everything about that story. That's a great story.
So how is that me being a bad person? Actually,
no one said you're a bad person. You're projecting.
No, it's... It begs me to ask a question. Did I use that correctly?
Are you going to chop the question down?
It begs me to ask the question. How many times have you been in a fight on stage or almost in a fight?
I've never been into a fight at a comedy club one time ever. Jay ended up getting into a scuffle with these guys one time, and the guys almost tried to jump him, and I started just mushing them all, and I like fucking cleared.
Mushing?
Yeah, I started mushing him. It was the last day of CB's. Last day of CB's was ever open, dude.
Yeah, the choke slammed through the table.
Yeah, Jay chokeslammed a guy through a table because they kept on calling him fat. It was just, you could tell it was getting to him.
When was this?
This is years ago. It's when CBS was open. It was the last day CBS was open.
Oh, shit.
And then these dudes kind of swarmed him, and then I was like, no, not today, bitch. And I started just mushing people.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean swarmed?
Two other guys went to go jump, and they weren't going to hit him. They started grabbing him, and that's why I didn't start swinging on these guys, because they weren't, you could tell they were just kind of afraid, because Jay's a big guy. So I started mushing him and calling them bitches.
But people are always going to come at you more aggressively than they would, say, Joe. Always.
Because Lewis is more aggressive.
No, that's not true. I bet Joe gets this a lot more than me. I bet there's a guy looking tough, and Joe makes eye contact with him, and then he keeps on staring at him. But Joe, the difference between me and Joe is Joe will look down and walk the other way. I'm going to stare right in that guy's face, and then we're going to have a weird thing. So, yes, it is me. I understand that. Yeah. But it's how you deal with it. I don't, and it's wrong. I have a kid now, so I walk away from shit all the time now.
Do you think it's possible that someone might be looking at you, and then you go, what the fuck are you looking? You take it that way. Whereas
no.
I'm just like, oh, there's a guy looking at me, and then I look over at another person.
No, I'm not aggressive like that, dude. I'm really not.
What are you talking about?
Well, if you know me at all, you know that if a guy looks at me, makes eye contact with me, I'm not going, what the fuck are you looking at? That's not what I do.
I've been in the car numerous times with you where a guy cuts us off and you fucking get a bottle and want to throw it at you.
Or we're
playing
fucking frisbee in the park and you're whacking the frisbee at the people to instigate.
Hold on, once again.
Wait.
Well, I'm handling bullies, Joe. You told the story before. I'm handling bullies.
Hold on. You attack frisbee.
I'm a superhero.
I just think there's a common denominator here where you're running into all these bullies. This big jacked up Puerto Rican fucking maniac just happens to be running into bullies every fucking night of the week. All your stories.
They bullied you. You faggot. They bullied you. I'm in the park and Joe's like, oh, these guys were starting shit. What happened?
We were playing frisbee and kept throwing it near these people that were trying to relax and lay in the sun. And they were like, hey, could you take the frisbee elsewhere? And they were smoking, I think.
Yeah, they gave you an attitude, and you guys told me about it, and then I started flinging the frisbee at them. What are you going
to
do?
I was about to
That's how you handle that.
I was about to say, are they white or black, but you said frisbee. I'm assuming white.
Yeah, there was a bunch of white people.
No, they were playing frisbee.
Yeah. And, yes.
So, wait, hold on. So there's a difference between...
I hate this race shit. Black people play frisbee. I've seen black people play frisbee. Everything's got to be race.
No, that's the guy's name. Frisbee Jenkins.
That was a hubcap, actually.
Hold on. You're saying that Lewis...
Here, catch!
Lewis runs into more bullies. Maybe you like...
No, but see, Lewis will...
No, maybe he... Like, if he get attacked, he just, like, diminish it by, like, you know...
He's not gonna fuck with
you. What is this attacked? I'm not getting attacked.
More people fuck with you than fuck with me. I'm not a guy that people typically fuck with when I'm walking down the street because I'm a bigger Puerto Rican guy. So no, I don't often get people fucking with me, but a lot of the times what happens is they're fucking with my friends and they think they can fuck with my friends and they don't realize that they have a big crazy Puerto Rican as a friend. So I will get your back. And next time now, Joe, because I'm a psycho, I'm gonna let this frisbee faggot just fuck with you the whole time and bully you.
I walk around New York City, I travel all over the country, all over the world. I've been to 11 countries, 39 states. I live right here in New York City. It's almost never I'm like, oh god. You make it sound like this guy's running around giving me wedgies and like throwing paint in my eye. What the fuck are you talking about? I just live my life.
Joe's first stand-up set was from the inside of a locker in high school.
We talked about this the other day too. You guys were like, are you gonna beat up someone in front of your kid? What the fuck are you talking about?
No, I don't agree with that. I said no.
I know, but we talked about that then too. Every once in a while, well, you just walk around, you live your life. I'm a fucking Buddhist. We're all sharing the same planet.
So
I'm very, very rarely, if ever, do I ever feel threatened whatsoever.
So Joe, you never got to the point on stage that you had to fight somebody.
No, not even close. Yeah. I mean, I've gotten to the point where, like, there's guys that I hate, I'll fucking knock them down. I'll, like, be like, fuck you, you fucking little dick piece of shit, whatever. Usually, I'll cut people down. I mean, that's why I'm a fucking comedian, because that's my weapon.
That was my argument with the stand was, like, I've never been into a fight in a comedy club. I don't think I ever will be into a fight with a comedy club. I was trying to go outside and go into another bar and fight that guy. So, and he wasn't even heckling me.
Zach, you ever been to a fight almost on stage or got heckled so bad?
Yeah.
For real?
So you hit an audience member.
No, I never got. I don't have the kind of act where people want to fucking fight me. They just enjoy the show. Now, Lewis and Zach, they might incite fucking riots with their horse shit.
You know what? Good. I'm proud of it, Zach.
Wait, what happened?
A lot of great comics have been attacked on stage.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Metzger
fought a guy at the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, yeah, I was there.
Yeah, he fucking.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened? What's your story?
A drunk lady hit me at the at LOL.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
The drunk lady got hit at LOL, and then the manager gave her free tickets and apologized for
it. Wait, why did she?
And that's when Zach quit LOL. That was the night he was like, dude, I can never come back here.
Zach, tell us story. How did what made her hit you?
I was doing my
jokes.
Yeah. Just I. She was offended
for
other people in the audience.
She was what?
She said that because I did a joke about having a fat girlfriend, and there was a fat lady across the room.
Oh, so you can joke about your girlfriend.
Oh, really? Yeah. Hypocrite. Hypocrite.
And she pointed at her and goes, you're going to say that in front of her? And I'm like, well, that's weird. And she got on stage and ran at me and tried to hit me. She took swings at me. And she, like, grazed me, and then security took her out.
She didn't? As big a target as you are?
No, security had her around the waist, and she was swinging at me and, like, grazed me.
And then the owner gave her free tickets.
Zach knows grazing.
And the owner gave her free tickets and said I was offensive, and she was right.
If she would have hit you, would you hit her back?
No, I could no.
No, you would not have hit her back.
No, I couldn't hit her.
I watched a comic hit a girl back. I won't say who it was. We told the story a while ago on the podcast.
Where was it?
Dude, it was in Brooklyn, dude. Yes. And he fucking this chick.
Oh, yeah.
She
a
ran
regular.
At it. I don't want to. Only because.
It came up pretty recently.
If he had just changed into his dress and wig first, that would have
been. Yeah. I'll tell you. There was this comic. We did a show in Jersey, and he was getting heckled by this lady. She was just drunk. He's like, yeah. He's like, lady, please chill. I'm trying to do my jokes. He went back into his act. He tried to do it. And she got, yeah. And he said, hold on. He put the microphone on the stand, got off the stage, and both feet off the ground, and hit a. Kicked her in the chest.
Good.
Fell down. He went back on stage. He said, anyway, like I was saying, and the crowd was like, wait a minute, did you just kick that lady in the chest? And then slowly the heckles start coming, and he said, good night, thank you. And a mob trying to, try to get kill him.
Well, here's the fucked up part, right? Like, when that happens, there's no part of me anymore that has the instinct to go and attack a fucking dude. My first instinct is like, all right, hold on, what the fuck happened here? Because typically, guys aren't just assaulting women in public. Right. That just doesn't happen too often. You'll get your ass fucking beat. I got attacked by a chick a week ago. She spent the night in fucking jail.
The weekend?
She spent the weekend in jail. She attacked me on the street, and I was like, dude, if I fucking even grab this girl's wrists, all of these black dudes in the hood are going to fuck me up right now, because it was a bunch of people watching, and I was like, let me just not even. I just went and got a cop. I was like, she just hit me in front of these people. Boom.
So you saying there was nobody there, Lewis? You would have hit her?
No, I wouldn't hit her. I might have grabbed her wrist. I might have grabbed her wrist.
To calm her down, though. Like, to calm her down.
To get the fuck off me, because at that point, and I'll tell you why, if there's no witnesses as well, like, if there was no witnesses, she wasn't going to jail. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just my word versus her word. But because there was witnesses, I took advantage of the fact that the cops have to believe me, because there's no way they would have believed me. A big Puerto Rican guy?
You think that's what it is?
Even if you would have pushed her off of you, she would have said you hit her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's no way to know.
Because that's what women do.
It's not what I do, but yeah, that's what you ever some got into women a fight? Do.
So we can push you?
No, but girls do. Like, they initially hate me all off the bat.
Yeah,
because
you're
all
so
time.
Fucking hot.
Women do tend to not dislike each other.
Hold on. Yeah. Hot girls or ugly girls or any girl?
It depends, but mainly most girls.
I think ugly
like
girls are used to being ugly already, so right. They're not like threatened by a fucking hot chick. Right. They just go and fuck black guys or whatever. like other hot girls.
I'm not black.
Stare at me at bars and cling on to their boyfriends and.
So they I hate Klingons.
Yeah.
Wait, they think that you want to take their boyfriend. Does that happen a lot? Does that happen a lot?
Klingons.
No.
Whole planet references.
Girls take away another guy.
Just let the funny breathe. Well,
it's called bird dogging.
What?
Bird dog.
What does that mean?
That means when you take a guy's girl away.
Is that somebody Google that? Is that a real term?
Well, look up bird dog. I mean, it's a term from the 50s. Look up bird dogging. Okay. You should be bird dogging chicks and banging beaver.
What's banging beaver?
That's from Cuckoo's Nest. Well, certainly you're familiar with beaver.
It's a hairy vagina.
I think it's any vagina.
Yes. I think it's just a vagina.
I think beaver has hair. Yeah. Beaver has hair.
It has teeth, definitely. A toothy vagina. Have you never heard the term bird dog?
Never heard it.
Nope.
Never heard it.
Lewis, oh, wow. Joe,
I
Zach.
I just looked it up.
So women have this fear.
I thought that was a chicken hunt.
Women have this fear that another woman, a hot woman like Lauren, is going to take away their man.
It's just intimidation. I mean, look, it's everyone's got that insecurity. Like, if you're...
Has that ever happened to you with your girl, and you see another hot girl, you leave your girl for that hot girl?
Yeah, that's how I end every relationship. I don't think I ever not have crossover. There's an overlap of at least a week every time.
But that doesn't happen. Is that realistic? That don't happen right there.
It's like, you know what? It's like when you get a new job and then you give your 2 weeks notice. I have to have that new job first.
Zach, that ever happened to you?
No.
You leave a girl because you say, I hide the girl?
Yeah.
No, I just cheat.
Yeah.
Urban Dictionary, bird dog.
Bird dog.
I can't really see that.
Tom and I went bird dogging at the bar.
Joe List is the smallest person on this podcast.
That's not true. I'm not impressed by Joe's intellect.
I say
that's just not really a pedigree.
I say impressed. I say he's the smartest dude on the podcast, but I'm not. That doesn't mean you have to be impressed.
Okay. I think Deepu is probably the smartest dude.
Bird dog, a guy who is primarily
Deepu got smashed 3 times.
Yeah. I'm the wisest.
Yeah, and that's why Deepu doesn't have herpes.
Bird dog, a guy who is primarily interested in romancing other people's girls.
Okay, I get it. So that's kind of like a bird dog. I never knew a word for it.
Yeah.
Wait, but that's a guy. But what's the girl?
Yeah, if you're, but that, I kind of get that. Like, I won't do that, but with technology now, I would never fuck another dude's chick.
Right.
And it's only because there's just too many paper trails now. Mm-hmm. So you can't text a chick. I'm afraid if a girl's fucking another guy, right?
Right.
If she's cheating on him, that guy is probably picking up on it and probably going through her Facebook, her phone, and all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So there's
also
a lot of risk
also,
that you run.
I don't get when guys want to fight other guys about that. If, say, if the girl's fucking another guy, she could be lying to him. I don't have a boyfriend.
Even so, if I had a girlfriend and she was fucking another guy, even if she was lying, I might have to beat him up in front of her.
It's so much easier to find out that person now.
But why though? It's not his fault. What if she's lying?
Hold on. You have a point. Why would you beat the guy up?
To be honest with you, the anger that I would feel, because
you can't hit her.
Yeah, you can't hit her, so you got to hit somebody.
So no, you just
once again, your anger goes to violence.
Yeah, Louis,
do something to get her back another way.
Go to therapy. Living is the best.
On,
you can write a tight five
Let
for
me
once.
Say this. Louis, what do you think is going to happen after you hit? Do you think she's going to stop cheating? That's going to teach you a lesson?
No, I will leave her, but I will also fuck him
What
up.
If she's trying? All right, okay, what if this fucking guy's an MMA fighter and you know he's an MMA fighter?
I'd probably try
to fight an MMA fighter.
I'm fighting an MMA fighter on Legion of Skanks.
But why do you think? Why do you think that's
for a
gonna,
laugh?
Why do you think that's gonna help you? What would you think would make you feel better about punching this guy, inflicting pain on this guy?
By the way, you're right, because the next day I would feel like an asshole. Like even the next day after I got into that thing with that dude, I woke up and I literally sent emails and texts to everybody at the club and everybody involved. I was like, hey, dude, I'm sorry. I just stopped drinking and smoking. I'm trying to, like, control my anger. And
you know, amends are supposed to work the other way around. You're supposed to amend what you did when you were drinking.
Hanky Chief. Hanky Chief.
That was a couple sniffles, a couple snuckles.
Was that fact?
And Louis was
that
also laughing as he was going outside.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really that angry. To be honest, it was very...
You were more for the Periscope.
Dude, I was keyed in. It was so weird. I wasn't even that angry. I was just like, no. I knew he was so drunk. All of his friends were so drunk. I genuinely felt like I could beat up all five
and
of them.
And you knew he was a bitch, too.
Yeah, he was a little bitch. He's picking on Joe Harari. I was like, there's no way he's going to fucking swing on me. He wouldn't say shit when I threw the hat in his face. But then as soon as people were between us, he started giving me the finger. It's that guy. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, yeah.
So,
at least he didn't have to go through your act. I tried.
Yep. Hanky Sheesh.
Well
give
deserved.
It to me. I earned it.
Yeah.
So Louis.
What?
So you beat up people regularly.
No, I don't. I haven't been into a fight. I don't think I've been in a fight since I've known anybody in this room.
What?
But it's arguments or whatever.
Let's see. There's a lot of almost.
He'll just keep doing his little asterisk. No, not really.
No, but I haven't. I'm very quick. I'm very willing to go there if a guy wants to fucking challenge me.
But there's a lot of almost fights with you.
Yeah, okay. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
So you fighting a guy that a girl that your girl cheated with is going to help you out. But
no, I'm not saying it's rational.
Let me go to the Wikipedia. What is that called when you're in with moment of age?
Like, by the way, I knew one term, bird dog.
The moment of age when you just act out when you're angry. But because he just said
rage.
That.
Rage, yeah.
Fit of rage.
But so is a fit of rage.
Escape rage.
You walk in the room, you see a girl smashing this dude.
I can see beating up the guy. If you walk in.
I watch it happen?
Oh, no. I see
that.
That
guy's going to get beaten
to death.
That's
a little different.
I'm
going to
literally beat him with a hammer as my girl cries. I might even beat her with a hammer.
I've had that fantasy before.
I don't know if I can control myself. If I walked in to my girl fucking another guy in my bed, I think I would fucking beat them both to death with a hammer. And who said that? Hulk Hogan was saying he kind
of... O.J. Simpson said that.
No, nobody said that's what I'm talking about. Hulk Hogan was saying, I kind of understand what happened with O.J.
Chris Rock also said that.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's kind of a fucking like... Look, dude, in that moment, in that rage, you can't control those instincts. It's not right, but, you know, look, you're right. I probably do need therapy for my anger. Normal, adjusted people don't do that.
Let's see. Joe List, if you walk in, you catch a girl smashing another dude, what you do?
I've had that fantasy before, like, my previous girlfriend. Of like walking in and just smashing, like bottling a guy in the back, like missionary, and I'm just fucking smashing him to death. But ultimately, no. I mean, I'm looking to avoid physical confrontation.
So you see your girl ass going up and down on some guy's dick. You able to walk
I mean, I'm
going to
be devastated. I'm going to be fucked up. I mean, whether or not I'm going to fight, because that's not going to help me and
talk,
make it feel any better.
Would you talk, or would you turn around and let them finish?
I don't. By the way, all this, I'm visualizing all this with my previous girlfriend. My current girlfriend is my wife, and she's very sweet and not that kind of guy. But my previous girlfriend, yeah, maybe. I don't know what I would do. There's I mean, I would start crying most likely.
Would you tell the guy he had herpes now?
That'd be fun.
He'd write it on the bathroom mirror with lipstick. Welcome to the world of herpes. Like,
joke's on you, buddy.
Question, Joe.
In 2 to 6 business days, you're going to be in serious pain.
Would you, is there anything that could draw you over to the edge to physically assault another human being? Do you think you could be rageful?
No. Oh, I'm rageful.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. I'm rageful. Like, when you just yelled, "You're a faggot," in my face,
yeah.
It goes into my head to jump at you. And, I have, I'm a fucking animal.
But then common sense came
but,
in.
Like, I have a thing of like the next step. It's the same thing to me with drinking or even cheating. I'm able to think about the consequences. Because I see a lot of comedians, and you're a tough guy and you're a big guy. I see a lot of comedians that have probably less fighting skill or even physical strength than me that are going, "Fuck you, you cunt. Shut up, you cunt." And I'm like, whoa, dude. That's still a human being. So I try to handle situations on stage or anywhere the way that this might fight me. Like, I see comics think that there's some sort of barrier between them and an audience, and dude, they're calling a guy a faggot, or they're calling his wife a cunt, and I'm like, dude, you might get fucking fucked up. And this isn't the 50s where two men square off and fight, and like, he's had enough. People will fucking curb you and smash your face in, and now everyone's into MMA. You cannot tell who can fucking fight.
You gotta look for the ears, dude.
It's crazy.
Cauliflower.
Like, there's a guy, there was a bartender at Caroline's years ago. This guy was a fucking super black belt. He just looked like me. He's a fucking black belt. So you can start being like, hey man, don't look at my girl. Fuck you. You're looking at my girl, and this guy just karate kicks your head
you,
off, and now
time,
your life is ruined.
But most of
a
the time,
fight can
a martial
ruin
artist,
your fucking
this
life.
Is the truth. Most of the time, those people don't have the same type of thing as the same type of rage as a normal person because they have confidence. That's what, if somebody's really good at martial arts, if they've gotten to that level, and I've talked to a lot of fighters on my show, but in reality, most of them are very tempered. Most of them are very even-keeled.
But people know how to fight, and some people you just don't know. They might be crazy, and there's a lot of people out there. So if you're gonna start talking shit, it's the same thing like you're talking about. You might get fucking killed.
No, you're right.
So, Joe, listen, is this why you turn around and let the girl finish having sex with this guy and confront her later?
I would be, I mean, I'd probably move to another country if my girlfriend cheated on me.
He might be able to fight naked with his balls out?
She's like, oh, don't swallow it, please. For the love of God.
Zach, if you walk in and you saw your girl having sex with another dude.
Depends on the ethnicity.
That goes without saying.
Yeah.
As a white guy.
I'd be pretty bummed.
A black guy.
Suicide.
Why doesn't he have the racist bandana? What the fuck is going on over here?
He should get the truth bandana.
So wait, Zach, you see a girl smashing another dude. You I'm saying, would you confront them? Would you attack?
Yeah, he'd confront them.
I would go fucking bananas, yeah. I'd be out of my mind.
Well, if it's a black guy, so throwing bananas at him. Yeah. Get off her! Get off!
Race banana.
Fuck off, race dude. That was banana. Funny. I guess I'll take the bomb banana too, but I really believe in that joke.
I believe in Bernie Sanders, so I don't like any of this racial.
You walk in, your girl is smashing another dude.
Does he have a better ass than me?
What?
That's all he cares about is a joke.
Yeah, it was a joke. But no, I don't know. I probably wouldn't want to say no, I wouldn't, but I don't know my rage. My rage would probably want to fucking kill this guy, yeah.
Lauren, if you walk in, your man is having sex with another girl.
I would go out the door and go fuck the first person I saw.
Hey!
I'm going to wait outside her house.
Yeah. I got to move closer.
Let's throw a bus through this guy.
But yeah, I'm not trying to say I don't have rage. I'm just aware of my fucking fighting ability, and I know what it's like to get punched in the face or smashed with a bottle or shot, by the way.
Aren't those revenge videos the best, by the way?
Joe, he's naked!
Hold on. Will, have you ever seen those revenge videos like where a guy will cheat and then the girl goes to like suck his best friend off on video?
Yeah, yeah.
And then that guy that cheated, when she sends it to him, just forwards it to her family? You moron. You just gave him a fucking porn video to show your dad.
So, Joe, but when you keep talking about weapons and.
But I'm also aware that that won't make me feel any better. And then the next day, now you have a fucking lawsuit on your hand and a broken fist, and.
You don't really get a lawsuit unless they lose time from work.
That's if you win. What if it just you guys both fight, he's naked, you fight, and then nobody wins, and then the girl go by, all right, Joe, just leave us alone.
She's just
grab
jerking off in the corner.
It, yeah. I would pull on his dick real hard.
You walk in, your girl smashing.
It would fuck me up.
One of the three girls.
He mercy killer.
One of the three girls that you only had sex with.
Yeah. If it happened, that would really fuck me up, I think.
I'm really glad that hasn't happened.
What, no. Would you attack?
Would I attack? First of all, I'm not a fighting guy. I don't think I could do much damage.
You would behead him with a curvy sword.
Hanky Chief.
He's
a curvy
racist
sword?
Hanky Chief.
What's a curvy sword?
You know,
Indians and Arabs have curvy swords.
Curvy swords.
Oh. The not cool ones?
Are they called that?
No. Yeah.
Wait, your penises?
Oh.
You like curvy penises?
That was just a nice fucking 1, 2, 3, 4 not funny jokes in a row. That was nice. Yeah. That was cute. That was... Keep everyone involved.
So you want to attack?
Well, you get what you pay for.
It would just fuck me. I don't know what I would do.
Well, would you let them finish or would you say, hey, what y'all doing?
What is this, let them finish? What does that mean?
I'd probably make my presence known. Maybe that'll stop them, you know?
You think they would finish? You think someone would finish?
Yeah, I don't think a girl's going to be like, hold on, sweetie, 5 more minutes.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't think she's going to do that.
I'd fucking beat off and kill myself. All right, I know you guys want. Can we move on?
All right, we're almost up here. We're at hour 20.
So. Okay, so do we want to
do
the read?
Yeah, do the read.
Oh, yeah, do a read. Right?
I'm throwing a curveball at Will, though, because we are mixing up the reads. That read you read before is not the same read. You can do this one.
Dog, come on. You did that on purpose.
I did not. No, I just got
Damn it.
Got the email.
This can
All right,
be
this
brutal.
Is anybody be quiet. Here we go. Shoot. Gaul's first major is right around the corner, and you can play one week fantasy golf for free at DraftKings.com. Just pick 6 golfers. Stay under the salary cap. This is really small, so I could read.
Yeah, you're right.
Stay under the salary cap and rack up points for streaks, per hole performance, tournament finishes, and more! Exclamation point. Outscore the competition and you could win big with every tournament. Whether you live and breathe golf. Sorry, that's not my fault. LIVE is live or live.
Context.
Okay. Whether you live or breathe golf, or you're just ready to try a new fantasy sport, DraftKings brings the excitement of the game to a whole new level. And every monster drive and made put bringing you closer to victory. That's what I read it as is. With every monster drive and made put bringing you closer to victory.
You got this.
That's putt.
Oh, yeah. Thank
it's
you.
It's golf.
2 T's. Millions of sports fans have already discovered DraftKings. Now it's your turn. One more time. Whether you live or breathe golf, you're just ready to try a new fantasy sport. DraftKings bring the excitement of the game to a whole new level. With every monster drive and made putt bringing you closer to victory. Call to action. Am I supposed to read that?
No.
Oh, contests begin when tournaments tee off. So to get DraftKings.com and choose your golfers now. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. 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 Use promo code Kelly at DraftKings.com and play for free. That's promo code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, for free entry now. Only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Yeah.
K-E-L-L-Y, hey, Kelly from the Emerald Isle.
Cool. So
has anybody here seen Kelly? Have you seen him smile? Well, his hair is red and his eyes are blue, and he's Irish through and through.
You made that up?
Yeah, just made it up. No, I'm fucking Wikipedia, dog.
That's a song.
Someone in chat says, Joe has the personality of a mid-40s New England housewife.
That was me.
It was fitting for the song. Yeah.
What else the chat? Let's go to the chat. Let's go to the video
chat. We had a bunch of jokes about you, Will.
I don't want to hear those jokes.
Okay.
Is the N-word anywhere in the chat room?
Yes, no, that's a blocked word in the chat.
No, he's hosting the show.
You blocked a word in the chat?
I think the N-word.
You block faggot? Because please, everyone in the chat, start calling Deepu a faggot.
No, that's blocked too, actually.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
What does that mean? Guys, this is fucking First Amendment,
it's a not permitted word. So if you type a message with that word,
it's blocked for everybody?
Yeah, just no one sees it.
Hold on,
but they can still type.
Time out.
Yeah.
Did you do that or did YouTube did that?
I added that as a word.
as a red flagged word.
Wow.
You're a fucking communist.
It's part of the culture we're cultivating here.
No. That's
what
a fucking
is this, the Ukraine
homo,
3 years ago?
That's an SJW what? Homo culture. That sucks. Let the guys say what they want to say, dude.
This was
if they
want to
be funny and they want to use the N word or the F word, that's fine.
This is his technology. That's what he does, man. Let him handle
this
his
is
technology.
Pretty, it's pretty basic.
He don't
stuff.
Try to tell you how to.
I don't ban any words in my chat.
Legion of Skanks.
No, no, no. For real ass podcasts, it's a different aesthetic too.
You didn't even know that was an option. Come on.
Hey, Lewis, that's true.
I'm going to ban the words Lewis sucks. Zach is the funniest part of this show.
Yeah, you lose all your shit. Sorry.
Don't apologize for burn.
Anyway.
So
should I undo that? Should I let the word faggot
no,
in the
yes. No. Do your thing, man. That's
shut up,
here.
Will.
This is why he hired you, man. Don't listen to Lewis.
You're both an F word and an N word, Will.
I think it's good for the pod, but it's also good for fascism.
I got a little shit last week for blocking a guy, and I think he tweeted at you, right?
What did you block him for?
He threatened my life in the chat room.
Well, how so?
Okay, so
when you block people, they private message me on Facebook begging for me to get unblocked.
But hold on, what
there's,
did,
only, one, there's only one guy blocked right
threaten
now.
Your, how did he threaten
okay,
you?
So what happened was he jumps in and he starts like just okay. So his grievance was I thought the show was supposed to start at 3, and we did start at 3, and he's just being a douche. He's just like shitting
on the
show.
Yeah, being a fucking asshole. I get it.
Right, and so he says a couple of things, and then he says, "See you on the streets," to me with like 9 E's.
Hold on. Yeah. Okay, continue.
And then,
that's not threatening your life.
That was just threatening my life.
That was just see you on the streets,
dude.
Maybe he's a big fan.
With 12 E's, no. And in that context,
if it's 12 E's,
Will knows all about context, right?
12 E's are one thing. 11s.
Yeah.
Let him finish. Go ahead.
No, I mean that was the end of it.
Speaking of 12 E's,
wait, that's it? Hold on, that's it?
Yeah, Will, that's it.
He threatened your life with 9 E's.
Deepu, that sounded threatening towards Will.
Yeah, so I should block Will. You. That's Will, Lewis, take over.
But hold on, time out. Like, that's not threatening your life. That is kind of making, it's alluding to a threat.
Oh, stop making a go-might-by agreement with this guy.
It's alluding to a threat. That's all it is.
So it is alluding. So there is some sort of alluding.
And do you think this guy's actually going to see you on the streets?
But I don't like that that's even being floated out there. That's making me uncomfortable. And I have to read everything in the chat.
I'm pro-blocking Deepu. Block them all.
So you is that if someone says, Joe, listen, I see you on the streets.
That's a little threatening.
Hold on, don't freaking encourage him to ask.
You're gonna ask everyone in the room now?
It sounds threatening.
That's Will's style. He likes to ask the same questions. You answer that now. You.
It sounds threatening-ish. I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna block him. I don't
enough.
Know.
It's enough. Man.
Would you say something back to him, or you just
let him? I don't want to engage with any of these people.
Lewis, you already know you're gonna probably break his jaw.
I threatened to break his jaw. I'd be like, oh, really? You're going to see me in the streets, motherfucker? I dare you to come find me in the streets. And then I'd literally link my website with my schedule.
Paris
and say, come and find me, you fucking pussy. People love to talk shit on the internet. That's it. Dude, you understand? Yeah. Everyone's got balls when they're behind a keyboard. Mm. But here's the thing. We all do post our schedules online. It's pretty easy to find us. If you wanted to find me, if you don't like me
I could
like
use the
enough,
audience, to be honest.
Yeah, you're not going to get on Gotham, I'll tell you that much. I mean, they can find us. So if somebody's really got those type of fucking balls, they know what time the show is. They know where the comedy cellar is. He can show up. So let him fucking do
but
it.
But you wouldn't be there.
Do you think blocking him is going to stop him now from showing up to the comedy cellar?
That can make him want to.
Listen, he could easily just make a new account and
I hope
that.
He fucks you up.
What the hell?
You hope he fucks my girlfriend in front of me?
I thought you were supposed to say your friend.
You know what? He's not my friend anymore. He's a pussy. No.
Zach, if someone said, I see you on the streets, did you take that as a threat?
I'd be excited to get recognized.
I would too, but not about the punch in the face right after that.
Zach, have you been threatened before?
Yeah.
For real? What?
Oh, dude, because I do Anthony's show, so people all the time call me a liberal douche, and I've gotten Twitter death threats and shit. Yeah,
I've had people tweet me pictures of them holding a gun pointing it at the camera.
What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, what?
So I met my girlfriend. Oh.
Now that's how Anthony books you.
You.
See you on the streets.
Yeah, I would give a shuck. There's no way he's going to come actually find me, so if he did, I wouldn't care.
Lauren, see you on the streets or in the cheeks.
I'll give you a nice beige.
Hey!
All right. Hey. I'm tweeting at Lauren.
Hold on. What's a beige? Hold on. What's a beige?
A beige.
Ask everyone in the room. What's a beige?
Shut up.
Okay, sorry.
What do you think it is?
Blow job?
Yeah.
Why do you call it beige?
BJ.
You know. BJ.
It's less syllables than BJ.
Look, man, I just found out about the queefs 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And then what's a male version called? when a man's penis
a fart.
Leaks.
A dick fart?
No.
There's no such thing as that.
There is a thing. There's a term.
Fart. Dick stove look fart.
When the
no.
Male
when,
version of a queef?
When the
I don't
air comes
that.
Out the hole of the man's penis. There's nope. a word for it. Yes, nope. there is.
A meef?
No, there's a word for it when air comes out of a man's dick hole.
A keef.
Do you the queen have I air can? Come out of your dick hole?
What is a keef?
I'm not that close to my dick. Huh?
You got to be close. Your dick's 17 inches long. It's got to be like a half a foot from
Will, Will blows out his birthday candles with his dick.
I don't put it by my face.
All right, so I'll probably unblock this guy. That's what seems to be the
unblock
consensus.
Him.
Don't listen to Lewis, man.
Unblock him.
Listen, dude.
We I talked about it on the show.
You got this far because of doing what you're doing. Lewis has a different set of rules, man.
Listen, I don't block a lot of people. There was an incident a long time ago with Fuck Yo TV. You may yeah. recall.
I remember Fuck Yo. He's a good man.
He's in the chat right now with a new
Fuck
name.
Yo TV, what up, motherfucker?
Yeah,
I'm a fan. I'm a man of the people.
What does that mean?
Of the chat room.
I'm a man of the chat room. Here's the thing. I blocked somebody. We're doing a Legion of Skanks, like classic chat on 3 p.m. on Fridays, where we just listen to an old episode. And I was in the chat, and I blocked a dude. But it was a dude that wasn't a fan of the show. It was a guy who was literally just going on to try to troll me. So I was like, all right, I don't care. You don't like what we do. Go fuck yourself. But it wasn't because I mean, there was people in the chat that hated me but loved the show, and I was like, all right, I'm not gonna fucking just block somebody because they're not a fan of mine. But if you're just coming on to fuck with me, that's they wouldn't have been there had I not been in the chat.
But my job is to read everything in the chat. So now people are kind of fucking with me. I only blocked one guy, but there is like, do you have a
I'm
guy
saying
like,
I would push the line back a little bit farther than him saying I'll see you in the streets.
Okay.
Dancing Doug. In the streets.
Sounds a little West Side Story-esque.
Bomdana Lauren.
Bomdana Lauren.
Wait, a peef.
That was really funny
Thank
for
you.
A girl.
Hey, hold on. You heard that?
A peef.
Watching Lauren on this show has been like watching the evolution of female comedy.
Yeah.
She's
like silence and then saying the word vagina.
I mean, she's about halfway there to being as good as any female comic. Yeah.
A peef is how Will describes a slice of pizza.
A peef. A pizza.
Go ahead.
A peef is a penis fart similar to a queef.
Thank you.
Does it exist, though?
There's not enough air, because pussies, there's air getting crushed in there.
Yes.
And Louis, I would think you would be smart enough to know a peef, because you know you're...
Well, if you're putting like a fucking thumb in your dick hole, maybe.
When a penis farts, it's called a peef. When a male experiences first peef, it becomes a toxic gaseous cloud that stalks the male until he inhales the dreaded queef cloud.
I don't think that's real.
It's not
this
real.
Yeah, this is not real. This is not
it's
real.
It's not real, Will.
No, it's real.
No, it's just not.
Will, you push air out of your dick?
I do. I can have.
Things as real
the
as a Holocaust.
The first time I came, a bubble came out.
What?
Well, hold on. Time out. When you're a younger kid and you jerk off and you come, it is just like you almost have like your dick convulses. It's
yeah,
just like
mine was clear. It looked like the tomato in the Right Now Van Halen video.
Oh.
Your cum was clear?
What?
I can come clear.
All right, guys.
You got to wrap it up.
That was deep poo, everybody.
All right, man. Let's go.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Why do we have to wrap it up? Is there a 1 hour and 30 minute time limit on the show?
No, but it's kind of dying now.
Yeah.
No, because he said one bad joke.
Lewis has nowhere to be.
He said a few bad jokes.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, I want to know why you bubbled come out. When you come.
I wish I knew also.
Wait, what do you
mean
a bubble?
Indian style. They're below the equator.
Hold on, you came and there was a bubble in your cum?
First time I jacked off, I was kind of just like discovering, you know.
Lewis fucking watched a longer show, now he gets on his phone immediately.
I was making sure that my kid wasn't calling me.
He calls you?
Yep.
Those little fingers?
Yep. Hey, dude, he's talking about his bubble in his dick, man.
It's not like an upsetting thing, but.
Go ahead.
No, you heard the whole thing. I jerked off first time in a bubble. Came out.
What do you mean a bubble?
Was it?
It was
like a bubble gum. Like, is it pink?
Like when you
did
you
it pop?
A bubble
did
with
it
a bubble?
Float away?
Oh, no. But it was like a small.
Did you pop it?
Yeah, I did. What was I supposed to keep it? Put it in the freezer?
He kissed it.
Kiss from
the
bubble. On
let's go
around
the room
and
say what we got coming up in your what you got.
Yeah, let's start the plugs because that'll be a half hour anyway.
Follow me at Lauren Kuber on Twitter and Facebook. Instagram.
Any shows this week?
No.
She's so hot, too, guys. If you follow her, she does really dirty stuff.
See her on the streets.
Scopo.
At Chris Scopo on Twitter. I'll be at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie this week, Saturday night with Aaron Berg. I'm going to be in Atlantic City with Andrew Schultz next Wednesday, Thursday. That's March 23rd, 24th.
Boy, if your car breaks down, your career's over.
Really, it really is.
Zach?
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. Snapchat me Zach Amico's dick. And this Saturday night I'm gonna be at a club on Havenmeyer Street in Brooklyn. I'm sorry, I don't remember the name. It's a benefit to get service dogs for soldiers with PTSD. Hit me up on Twitter and Facebook if you want to go.
That sounds
Those
good.
Are PEEF STDs.
Lewis,
what?
Do you want to shout something out?
Yeah, go to GomezComedy.com.
Yeah, try Gomez comedy for 30 seconds.
Get out of here. What is that? The ghost of violence again. He wants to hit me. He is a bomb. I have a good one. And he wants to hit me with a fucking yellow racism flag.
Go with your teeth. Go ahead, Louis.
We called it the Chink Dana.
Whoa.
Oh, that is really...
That is very racist.
Yeah, that's hurtful.
This is why you fight a lot.
What?
Go ahead.
GomezComedy.com. Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Check out the countdown every Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sirius XM Rush 93, myself, and the Count Michael Bisping.
What are we counting down to? A quality set?
I murdered last night.
I bet you did. Someone heckled and you fucking punched him to death. Beat him to death in the streets. Because you're a confrontational lunatic.
It was manslaughter. Also, guys, check out the Real Ass Podcast every Friday. Live at 12 noon on the Real Ass Podcast YouTube channel with myself, Zach Amico, and Chris Scopa, as well as Chris Tinkle. And lastly but not least, check out Legion of Skanks every Tuesday and Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, guys, Skankfest, we announced the dates. It's going to be June 18th and 19th. All day, all night. Joe List is already on the fucking lineup. That's
June
the first 19th. Person.
Dog.
It's the first person that I'll announce on the lineup.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to get Gas Digital.
What?
Check out Gas Digital.
It's not launched yet. The website's not launched yet. There's nothing to check out. They could Google a word and it's going to bring them to some fucking gas company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
List. Oh, wait. Louis, you finished? Sorry.
Yeah, guys. Check out. We're giving more information out on tickets and info. It's going to be 2 full days at the Creek, all day and all night, live stand-up comedy, sketch, improv, music, fucking events. Crazy shit going to happen. It's going to be a really fucking nutty time.
Improv?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we're doing some crazy shit.
All right.
Yeah, it's not because I figured just stand-up straight through is very monotonous, so we want to break it up and do a lot of fucking cool things. And it's all like dirty, filthy, skanky themed shows and activities and all that stuff.
This?
So.
Yes. I'll be at the Providence Comedy Connection April 29th and 30th. Come out to that in Providence April 1st and 2nd at the Big Hunt in Washington, D.C. Grand Rapids April 15th, 16th.
Big Hunt. Is that Lauren? What are we talking about?
Oh, my God. That's really offensive. Yeah. April 14th, 15th, and 16th, Grand Rapids. And check out Tuesdays with Stories. Last week's episode, boy, it's a fucking wild one. Norman got crazy, fucked some crazy pigs and
on the show?
No. Well, he talks about it on the show. We tell stories. So check out Tuesdays with Stories, everybody. Every Tuesday, iTunes, you know, all that horse shit. And thank you for listening to me. Someone else start talking now.
Dupu, where you at?
If you're watching live, I'm doing a show tonight at Old Men Hustle, 8 o'clock, standing room only because they can't afford chairs. And next week, I'll be at Bat Barry's in Westwood, New Jersey. On March 23rd, 9 o'clock. And then Patty's in Park Slope on the 25th, 8 o'clock. So you can check those out.
Will Sylvince, W-I-L-S-Y-L-V-I-N-C-E, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'll be here again when this guy cancels, Bobby Kelly cancels. Mm-hmm. And when he cancels, he calls someone else, like Colin Quinn, and he cancels, and Colin Quinn cancels. And then Louis C.K. cancels, and then he calls me at the 10
you're saying you're right after Louis C.K.?
No, I'm at the 10 open micers.
Okay.
This was good, though.
Robert Kelly Live.
What's Robert Kelly?
Go to RobertKellyLive.com. He is filming his show right now, so he has his dates. He does not have any dates right now.
Seems to me like 4 of the open micers said yes.
So... all the info, go to RobertKellyLive.com. We have info for the show. Lauren's going to read it. Go,
also,
Lauren.
So, if you want to send anything to the studio, send it attention to YKW Podcast, Robert Kelly, 117 McDougal Street, New York, New York, 10012. If you want to email more dick pics that we've been getting, because I woke up to a lot of them this morning, go to producer at riotcast.com and send them straight to Scoba.
Lauren, do dick pics do it for you?
No, not at all.
The dick pic do it for girls?
No.
So girls, guys just send you dick pics and it's like a waste of time?
No. Well, I'm judging them. We're doing a little judge off thing.
Louis, Jack, Joe List.
Yeah.
Do clit pics do it for you guys?
Clit pic? I mean, I would be turned on by a picture of a vagina probably. I'd like to see a finger in there or something.
I don't want just a vagina. I want the body with the vagina.
You want the whole body, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if someone sent me a picture of pussy, I'm going to be like, oh, all right. It's sexy. It's a very private area, obviously. And seeing a part of someone that they don't show off regularly is very sexy.
But they don't, a lot of women don't want to show their face because in case you guys don't, you know, work out.
I work out every day.
No, you and the girl.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, no, girls will show their face still. It's so weird because like we're just in a dick pic culture and like a naked picture culture. So I mean, I don't. It's very rare that I cannot convince a girl to send me a naked picture.
Wow.
Well, send. I mean, if you for listener female listeners of the show, send titty pics
no,
too.
No, that's just creepy. That's creepy. Dick pics are funny. There's nothing. There's
pics.
Nothing funny about asking well, girls to send.
So you
the
don't
want.
I really don't want to see 1,000 dick pics.
But not, it's not. There's nothing funny about it. It's just creepy. If you're
you
telling, if you're telling the fans to send in naked pictures of themselves and they're females, we're a bunch of dudes. It's just creepy. If dudes are sending in dick pics, it's hilarious.
We're not, right,
I won't
not
say
house.
I'm not going to say it's not creepy. I won't make an argument that it's not creepy to say, hey, send in pictures of tits. I will make an argument that why is it funny or hilarious to get multiple pictures of a dick?
If hold on, if they have a dick pic, like it's like a Miss America pageant for dicks, that's fucking funny. I mean, we did a dick pic collage on Legion of Skanks where we had like 50 people send in their dick pics and we put it together in a big collage and we posted it. It was hilarious.
Why?
Yes.
All right, so keep sending your penises, and when Bobby comes back next time, we'll talk about it.
Yay.
But subscribe and like the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that jazz.
Male tits.
Male tits, no.
That's funny. Yeah.
Male tits is funny.
Or if you put your dick in between your legs and fucking do like a...
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, send me that.
That's funny.
Take that.
That's funny.
That's funny.
I think we can get a little higher brow here, for God's sakes. Maybe send in a picture of, you know...
Your diploma.
Oh, a foot with cum on it.
Ooh.
That's very specific.
I think we should end on that. I think that's fun.
All right.
Sign
that's
off,
it. Yeah. We out of here. Thank you, guys.
You know what, dude?
For Robert. You know what, dude?
Here we go. Golf's first major is right around the corner, and you can play 1 week fantasy golf for free at DraftKings.com. Whether you are a master of golf or just ready to try a new fantasy sport, you can play 1 week fantasy golf for free at DraftKings.com. Here's how you do it. Just pick six golfers before tee off, stay under the salary cap, and rack up points for streaks per hole performance, tournament finishes, and more. Outscore the competition, and you can win with every tournament. DraftKings brings the excitement of the game to a whole new level, with every monster drive and every putt made bringing you closer to victory. And DraftKings is more than fantasy golf. Choose from a variety of sports to showcase your winning skills. Millions of sports fans have already discovered DraftKings. Now it's your turn. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Fantasy golf contest begins when the tournament tees off. So get to DraftKings.com and choose your golfers. Use promo code Kelly to play for free. That's promo code Kelly to play for free now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Play for free.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.